Keith Kenson of Green Ronin Publishing, line developer of Mutants and Masterminds, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Mutants and Masterminds, Freedom City's superpower.
Where they all got superpowers. So the mayor goes down to the toxic waste dump to get superpowers, and then he gets like prostate cancer or lung cancer or every form of cancer. Like, what were you doing rolling around in toxic waste?
Well, he's Adam West.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when last we left off,
let him get my piece.
All right. When last we left off. Let's see, sort of a recap of last time. The
Coma victims came back.
You guys made it back to the Sanctum with Nulia, with Singularity. Woke Singularity up, and then all the people in comas suddenly woke up with green glowing eyes and decided to start attacking you guys, more or less in relative proximity to Nulia, I would guess. There was a nice drag-out fight with Praetorian versus Cerberus.
Which didn't go anywhere.
Which round one went to Praetorian.
And up.
The other coma victims were subdued, including Eldritch. Freedom Eagle was knocked unconscious and then reawoke as a green-eyed strange one and got knocked unconscious and is now still unconscious.
I should have choked him out because I could have done that. I'm good at that.
Lady Liberty as well.
Could have choked your teammates.
Was put down.
Always keep it.
The Sanctum got horribly, horribly screwed to hell.
It's no longer standing.
The magic behind it has very much been destroyed because of various things. And you guys,
we knocked down
I tailed it out of there with the help of Blue Streak and her trusty automobile and went to her apartment.
Jack absconded with someone.
Jack took Nulia and left and is nowhere to be seen.
Pretty sure they're at the military base,
Edwards Air Force Base, just north of Megatropolis.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Blue Streak went and fetched Spitfire's uncle, who was being held at Providence Asylum, who was heavily drugged. You guys snapped him out of it and more or less come to the decision that he is from the same reality that you guys are, and he somehow got transported here with you guys. Let's see, what else?
We had a confusing conversation about the brain, not the brain guy.
Yes.
It might be the brain guy, but he might not be.
He will
be the brain guy in the future, but isn't.
And you guys determined that Jack may or may not have been controlled by the atomic brain.
He is controlled.
Or is the atomic brain.
He's not the atomic brain. We have that argument, too.
So,
a needle pulling thread!
Meanwhile, topside, Mechanist was preoccupied with other things and was distracted. And our intrepid heroes have set their sights on the on Edwards Air Force Base, where they're pretty sure Nulia is, along with Jack, maybe Praetorian, if he did not come back. And the wonderful Dr. Hamilton, and Adam and Tracy Hollenbach, the children to
your guy,
Horatio and Caslin in this time/dimension.
So we have sex?
No.
Twice?
Apparently in this dimension, at least.
You guys started when you were 14.
Alright. First thing first, how are you returning to Earth?
Escape pod.
Holy shit, I only have 173 out of 190 power points?
Uh-huh.
Damn, I didn't realize I had that
almost
many left
power points.
Yeah.
All right. When we last left off, you guys were at the your apartment, at Blue Streak's apartment, I believe, trying to formulate a plan of action.
I thought we had a plan.
No. What is the plan?
We're going to go down to the base and start punching people.
No.
That sounds like a bad plan.
It's a simple plan.
Still sounds like a bad plan.
I could go turn myself in. Oh, and then escape.
I thought Blue Streak was going to go check it out for us. Or was that something else? We need to go down and check it out.
Okay.
Do we still have Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's not here with us.
Johnny is there with you.
I thought he was up there with the mechanist.
Nope, he's down here with you guys.
He ran down here. He's that fast.
He was up with the mechanist, now he's down with you guys. He was down at the beginning of the last session.
Okay. I'm going to get my motorcycle and head towards the base.
Alright.
Driving any more crazy people along the way?
No, I went back and apologized. Gave him his cross back. The police didn't arrest me, strangely enough.
Well, first things first, we need to head down there.
Your unending quest
by the
three-headed dog.
I got a puppy, at least.
Well,
mutate.
Blue Streak and Johnny will obviously be able to get down there lickety-split. Only take them, a few minutes.
Apparently I fly 5,000 miles an hour now. Damn.
Can you fly incognito? Or are you like a big shooting star in the sky? A flaming meteorite.
All right. Well, long story short, who's going down to the airfield right now?
What the hell is a five-footed modifier
too?
Okay.
She's going to get there.
I'm still heading that way.
Okay.
Is there anything at the apartment that we need to stay there with?
You lose half of your.
Oh. Well, he's
you lose
fine.
Half of that.
If there's something behind there.
Yeah.
Then we should all go.
So what the hell is my defense now? It used to be 20.
Okay, so
it's 10 plus whatever your defense total is.
So 4. So you got 6 from there, and a total of 4 bonus, correct? Because you spent 4 bonus.
So it's 10 plus 10.
10 plus 10. But the thing is since you have 4 here and 6 here, you take half of that and you lose all of that.
Why does my defense go down?
You have a total of 2 when you're flat-footed. So 2. Mm-hmm.
If you're
I'm not quite sure why there's minus 2, but whatever.
My defense went down by 10.
Add 10 to it. It's actually 10 is your base. Like you're taking 10 as your defense, so 10 plus that.
Well, it says my defense total is plus 4.
Nathan, it's an imperfect.
Okay.
It's an imperfect system right now.
Nothing works as it should. This is an accepted law of reality.
So we're all going.
Okay, so everybody is going.
Oh, so they didn't add
in
the plus 10.
I made that decision because
Okay, I see.
We're all going.
So like okay,
yes,
so all
take charge. Take charge.
Yes,
it's 10 plus whatever your defense total is.
Oh. Yes.
Some of us can go faster.
My defense total says plus 4. My character sheet says plus 10 on this other one. So it's 20
here.
Plus 4 to 14.
6 plus
14. Nathan,
I'm
you know what it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
Just accept it and move on.
Okay.
20, flat foot 15.
I don't know.
Something's wrong on this character sheet.
Then light it on fire and burn your bones.
No, we need to find what it is so we can fix it.
Use your defense from this one. Yeah, my defense on
it's actually
the new one
it's, what's happening is it's trading up your toughness. Your toughness bonus is really high because of your force field.
Oh.
So your defense bonus is a plus 10.
Mm-hmm.
So are we trying to be sneaky or are we just...
I think we can worry about being sneaky when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm a giant biker on a giant motorcycle. I'm going to drive up to the front gate, so...
Should we take the car, then? those of us who can't run really fast?
Yeah. What?
He's like, I want to get up here and play. You prefer to see for me?
Nope.
No, okay, Sweetheart does not need to get up on the table. There's too many things that she would like to pee on here.
Him. We'll take your car.
Okay.
Why?
Because we don't want to be sneaky till
you can be sneaky.
We don't want that. We don't need to.
I can fly really, really high. You can see really, really far, right?
So you want to carry me?
I can just carry you. We can fly really, really high.
Okay.
You can see down.
Ooh, 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 this can create one of those odd sexual tension moments in the comic book.
Where she wears pants like this? Jeremy, bad. Cover it back up.
No, I wear shorts.
Okay. Shorts. Okay. There you go. She's full cover. Much, very much more tasteful than this.
Dun, dun, dun.
We had a camera be zooming in and out like this, back and forth.
All right. So in one way, shape, or form, you were all heading down there.
Yes.
Good old... What's that?
I might be already there.
Yeah.
We'll you're a commie bastard right now.
What can I say?
Not communist. Totally different. Communism, fascism. Entirely different ends of the spectrum, my friend.
Don't care. Going with the commie bastard this time.
That's the word.
He just does like the word commie.
Yeah,
communism is just a red herring.
That's a good one, old bean.
Sorry, I can't speak like, what's his name? Tim Curry. Oh. Actually, for greed, communism is just a red herring.
One of the sexiest actors alive.
Tim Curry?
I love Tim Curry.
He's still alive.
Yes.
That's good.
He was on an episode of Psych last season.
He doesn't do a lot of acting anymore.
There's a lot of stage work. On that. Anyway. He probably avoids those like he's playing.
It's funny the first thousand times, guys. Give it up.
All right. Well, obviously, Johnny and Blue Streak will get down there first. Way ahead of everybody else.
Scope out around the base.
Scope out around the base.
The map box?
Well, the closest you think you can get without being relatively... You don't want to get horribly, horribly close, but the base is more or less a straight line. Sort of makes an upside down Y shape.
That's
has a number of buildings. There's a long. It's an airfield, so there are three long runways that sort of all come out from one center spoke, basically, and then a few jets out now and again. The base ops building is at the south end of the airfield, and then there's a central control tower, and then various other hangars and various buildings spread throughout the place. Give me a perception check.
Little cats are on fire.
Two cats on fire. No. Fire bad.
And really?
The speed of you moving through the air causes sufficient friction. Your uniform is the place.
We had a physics argument against some masterminds. Right. I was about ready to shoot someone.
Ooh, nice.
Who argued 24. The physics behind some masterminds?
It's a comic book.
That's what I'm saying. Johnny, who argued the physics of mutants and masterminds?
All right. You guys will notice as you were running around, there is a heavily armed presence there. Several military trucks, several military vehicles, several tanks.
But they don't look like normal tanks.
Right. And also some aircraft you've never seen before.
That's okay, because it's
much more saucer shaped than actual.
I told him that. Don't you dare argue physics with me.
Unless you're playing one of the comic books that is actually
realistic.
This is
before the five people
coined the term flying saucer. His clothes actually did catch on fire and ran around naked. And nobody could see him.
Because he was so fast.
You don't recognize it, but you hear Johnny sort of goes, those look like UFOs.
He made the suit that he had.
Exactly. Then you have to be super smart to come up with the suit.
Oh, space aliens. Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
You know, like Indiana Jones?
I understand space alien.
Right. Think of a pie plate, really big, that flies.
Okay.
She'll be all the rage in about 10 years.
I'll take your word for it.
They
do kind of look like upside down saucers.
Yeah. There's a good number of them. A lot of experimental looking aircraft. Lots of personnel. Also flying around. Some flying and some patrolling around. And you guys are very quick to avoid being seen by these guys. You see.
Whoa.
Load their picture up real quick.
I need to iron out some kinks. I don't know how to pass for this. This doesn't have a strike of 7 with a DC of 27.
Yeah, it's because you have a mighty. It's adding your strength bonus.
Mighty in. Adds it in.
You have a strike of 12.
What's your strength bonus?
5.
There you go.
This one doesn't say anything about mighty.
Oh well.
Something's got renamed on the machine.
Alright. You see several of these things flying around. They're bronzish gold in color, and they look like this. You want to lean over and see.
Well, that doesn't look very friendly.
No, they're all human-sized, and there's dozens and dozens of them wandering about, generally in pairs, obviously on some sort of patrol. There is getting past any kind of fences or anything like that is fairly easy for you guys, and you do some quick reconnoiters through the place. You don't locate anything anyone specific. You recognize general barracks, communications places like that. And other than that, without a very thorough search, that's what you get.
Okay.
It looks like heavily guarded, and they seem to be setting up for some sort of a test. There's a lot of equipment out being moved around, heavily guarded hangars, running through those real quick. You just see big machines. You have no idea what they do.
But no sign of Nulia or Jack.
No sign of Nulia or Jack, yeah. No. But they could be in one of the buildings, you know.
Okay.
She's an attention slut.
Yes, I am.
Talking about the cat.
All right. I need everybody to give me a luck check real quick.
I'm so afraid of your
defense. Even me? Okay. Yeah, even you.
Oh!
1-4.
Two down?
Yes.
Oh.
I got 2 down and 1 up.
1 down.
Okay.
The hard way.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I got 1 up. Do I land on my feet?
I got 1 down. The parachute comes out.
You're very lucky today.
Huh?
Right.
You've got
Becca,
1 down, 1 down, 2 down.
Even. What'd you get?
Even.
Even. Yeah, I've got done lucky doing. Alright.
You're going to fall off.
Those of you who rolled down, but unluck, the Spitfire, Jack, and Blue Streak.
Stopped by the police and shot.
you are on your way. Let me give you those dice real quick. I need to
move for
jump.
This camera was a disaster. All
right, still
yes.
You guys heading back, or are you staying at the base?
Heading back away from the
heading
base.
Heading back away from the base to try to intercept rendezvous with them.
Yeah.
You're on your way back, and as you're going, there is a visible, it's the only thing you can sort of describe it as is there's a lag in, you notice it a lot more specifically because you're so attuned to speed, but there's a lag in reality. As you're running, you look down and you're suddenly running over black space, and then you look again and you're running over the ground, and your internal clock is now off. You feel like your internal clock is the same, but everything else is sort of moving slightly out of phase. And then it catches up with you again.
That was different.
What?
You didn't feel that?
Was I supposed to?
Everything just
kind of the ground went away and everything was black, and then it shot, just kind of shot back again.
That's
and
weird.
Then it felt like everything was off. It was like reality took a break for a second. It was really odd. You didn't notice it.
No. I'm good. Got nothing here.
She's on the cocaine.
Shall we continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe?
Yeah,
Jack, you're in one of the barracks buildings. You've been,
You fascist communist.
Praetorian is with you. His eyes are still glowing green. You also know that you've been tasked with guarding Nulia right now. Professor Hamilton is setting up for the final test tonight. Which will commence probably within the next hour or so. And you know it's only a matter of time. And then you're standing guard there. When everything around you, and it's even this palpable, like the air does it as well. I mean, it's just like everything freezes. Everybody like stops breathing, stops blinking. It's just that eerie, you're standing there and nothing is happening. And you're yourself for a second.
So it's kind of like someone hit the pause button for a brief moment.
Yes. And then it jumps. You're not yourself again. You still have this realization of what happened. It's as if everyone was standing like right here, and then it jumped, and everyone had moved a couple steps. Time had gone on, but you had stayed behind. And it sort of catches up to you like a
frying pan inside the face.
Something like that. Sort of like someone hit me in the face with deja vu, you know? Very strange. Very strange feeling.
Rubber band snapping back into place.
And give me a will save over there.
He fails.
13.
Okay. When reality whips you back to where you are, all of your energy around you whips with you and blows the wall out. Behind you. Sort of around you.
Excuse you.
Sorry about that.
You didn't need that wall anyway.
Praetorian says nothing. Some soldiers come running in. Give me a perception check, or notice check, I should say.
We got the ball out early.
I did.
You did.
Put it back. 7:21. I'm pretty sure you heard some sort of an explosion back from the base as you're running away from it. It's like split second right after that, the wigginess.
I'll go back.
Okay. Meanwhile, where you guys are, you two are flying, right? You notice Jack first. You're driving along. Mm-hmm. You didn't fly in your car.
I'm heading for the wrong day.
23.
24.
Okay. Both of you will notice streaking through the sky this fireball. And as you look up at it, same sort of effect happens. So you see it here, and then all of a sudden, it's down here. You're exactly where you were. You go flying forward about... What's your velocity? Or what's your
5,000 miles an hour?
Flight.
I can fly at 5,000 miles an hour. Flight of 9. You missed it. She was like jumping all around it earlier.
Flight of 9?
She
okay.
Jump over it and hit the ball.
You shoot forward about 90 feet, Becca, and it's almost as if, I mean, he's holding on to you. as you're flying. And suddenly, he's not holding on to you, and you're 90 feet ahead of him, and now falling. You have no idea what happened. She was there, and then she's 90 feet ahead of you, and reality suddenly whips back toward you, to you. And you just go, whoa. Really weird feeling. Yeah, and you still see the little fireball in the sky. Fireball's you.
Whatever with the fireball, grab the girl.
Okay. Yes, you see a fireball up in the sky.
But now I'm free.
Is it heading towards anything important? Falling. Should I hurl something at it to stop it?
You can't really tell where it's heading from here.
Okay, how high up is it? 5 miles high?
A couple miles, yeah.
Okay. Just be on the safe side.
This is gonna hurt.
You can contact him even mentally, too.
Yeah, no, I'll just wait until impact and then go,
I'll teleport to it.
Okay. Teleport up there with your motorcycle.
Yeah. I'll kind of
look at the trajectory
of where it's going.
It's a big metal sphere.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
That starts throwing the aerodynamics off.
Why did you do that?
Hey!
Starts flipping around around your fist.
At this point, I'm actually in some weird suit. So, it doesn't actually look like a bucket. It looks like a small man in a suit.
How heavy is this sucker?
Heavy is this thing? Oh, what's your liftoff ground?
Liftoff ground, maximum load is 6.4 tons.
You could lift it up. You're also in midair anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, then I'll just aim it a little bit farther away from wherever it's going to land.
You could aim it out to sea.
I'll do that.
Aim it at the Air Force Base.
That's a good point. I could. No, I'm not going to. I'm going to hurl it out to sea.
Hurl it out to sea.
And then teleport back on the ground as if nothing had happened. Oh, well. It's all good.
And you're swooping down to say it to
sometimes
catch
the motorcycle
her.
Doesn't even...
Becca, you're falling. Do you want to do anything before he gets there?
I probably screamed.
Yeah. How high up are we?
High.
I'm screaming, you bastard.
Well, can I just be her?
Yeah, but he's also going down to grab her.
Very quickly, as a matter of fact. Much faster than I was actually flying with
you. Yeah, I'm in too much shock to really do anything at this point.
You swoop on down and grab her.
Oh. Sorry about that.
You bastard! Don't drop me!
Major!
My time stopped or something.
Well, I certainly kept going then.
That was interesting.
Okay.
Are you just going to buy me dinner?
Is there a dinner place nearby?
Several diners along the highway.
What would an alien... Wait a second, I know you.
People are looking at you kind of strange in the diner.
I need a couple hamburgers, some 12 hamburgers, fries.
You hear someone go, "Grease, please!" And there's a cop with a revolver.
Tink. Buy yourself something to eat. Right. So, Mr. Blob, what do you want?
The diner starts empty. People start fleeing in terror because there's an alien in there.
Boy! Is nobody going to take my money? Or prepare
the
my
Martians
food?
Are coming!
Nobody's going to...
I'm not a Martian. They're a completely different color.
Right. We need to... I'll look around for like a hat. Okay. Or some coats.
Find a hat and find the coats. Puts a coat and a hat on you.
There, now you look normal. Let's go to the
diner across the street.
Police officer.
Aren't we supposed to be doing something slightly more pragmatic?
Yeah, yeah, this will just take a second. Don't scare the cook. Now, this is what I need. Order some food.
While you guys are doing that, you went back to the airfield. There is smoke coming from one of the buildings.
What building is it?
One of the central buildings, probably one of the barracks, I guess.
Any way I can get to it without being noticed?
Give me a stealth check.
Do I get a notice check?
Yes, you do.
Probably with the dex for it.
Do I? Oh, I have intimidate.
25. That would you roll?
14.
Oh. Okay.
I got a 14.
So you get up there and no alarms are being sounded. You get how far up to the building do you want to go? Do you want to go into the building? Do you want to go up to where you can see? Are you stopping? What are you doing?
I want to just do a run-by and see what's in that building.
Okay. Do a run-by. It is looks to be like administrative barracks building, you know, just general offices and whatnot. And upper floors, another 3 or 4 stories, are all living quarters. The wall that's been blown out, do a quick run-by there, and you see Praetorian standing in there with Jack, all fire, and Nulia is in there as well.
I can't take on Jack and Praetorian. I'm not sure I could take on Praetorian or Jack alone, so...
Nulia is sitting there playing with these children's blocks, performing English words.
This is for atomic bomb. ATOMDEAT.
I'll make a note of where they are.
Atomic death.
And back out and try to catch up with Johnny.
Okay. Give me another stealth check.
It would be better if these diners had some sort of
17.
Fast food type setup that I could just drive through.
Gotta wait a few years for those.
So, Mr. Alien, why were you hurling into our
17
sky?
Mm-hmm.
The world lag.
Okay. You take off.
Right.
And you can give me a notice check. Praetorian just turns and flies out the door.
I got a 26.
Okay, Praetorian is following you.
How fast?
He is not running, he is flying. What's your speed?
My speed, it's a 10,000 miles per hour.
Okay, he's gaining on you.
Was I...
He's flying just above the ground and gaining on you.
Was I given any...
I'm getting away from the base.
Was I given any specific direction when I was placed here with Nulia?
No.
No? I follow Praetorian.
Okay. You follow Praetorian. How fast do you fly?
50,000 miles per hour.
Okay. You're behind Praetorian, and you're going fast enough you can see her now. And you are leaving the airbase.
As soon as, like, once I'm away from the base, I mean, they're going to catch me, so...
Right. Meanwhile, you guys are in the other diner.
I want my food so I can
They've gotten you your food.
Right.
Hello, is anyone else on this planet? Hello? Hello, fellow supergroup, please. I'm being forced to eat hamburgers.
Johnny Rocket is now standing next to you.
Have my hamburger. I don't eat.
Right. Wait. Right. Anyway. Crap.
Hello? I'm being followed by Praetorian and,
Boosty, do you want any? Oh, crap.
Can you teleport us to her?
What? Who? Where? Why? Where's what?
We're still
Blue Streak's in trouble.
Okay, where is she?
Where are you?
She's at coordinates.
Okay, I'll tell her.
JK, LOL.
How far? Oh,
sorry, I don't read leak speak.
Sorry, what?
And if I have to, I'll do a boom, boom, just double move.
That's fine. It will take you a little while to do that, that's unfortunately. Johnny books it back towards your area.
I mean, would it be quicker for me
you
to...
You two, Spitfire and no, Wind Whistler, need to give me, need to give me notice checks, please.
As the sky falls on you.
As you are eaten by it.
Unhappy.
24.
Very, 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 very unhappy. What? Is that the revolting smell of self-esteem?
23.
24.
Wow, we had changed roles that time.
How interesting. You guys are flying as fast as you can, getting closer to the airfield. And he feeds you the coordinates data, and
she's right below us.
She's right below you guys, and you'll see them as Praetorian and Jack are catching up to her, basically.
Sit down.
Would it be better for me to use my speed or to teleport? So my speed is 50,000 miles per hour.
Your speed.
Then I'll use that.
Okay. So you've gun on the turbos and you just go.
Oh, to not have any movement powers.
Yeah. That's okay. I got the alien on the board.
You'll get this right.
Your suit stretches out
slowly. I need initiative from you people.
You people.
Sweet. That was a waste of 20.
Becca, what'd you get?
I'm Robin.
Whatever your name is. Your name is Becca tonight. What'd you get?
55.
What's my name?
Shut up.
Say my name.
Wind Whistler, what'd you get?
27.
You don't even get your real name. You get a fictional name.
Exactly. Spitfire, I need what note you got. Cerberus, what'd you get?
I got 21. Fastest ever in the world.
Man,
you suck rolling my dice.
Not better than you rolled last time.
All right, and Mechanist, what'd you get?
My last mission where I rolled a 2.
7.
No, this is the last roll you
got. Better than the computer roll for you.
All right,
we're out. Okay.
He's at
root.
6.
My turn?
He's at root.
He's...
You are running. All right, Jack, you will get to go just before Praetorian does, so...
Did you want my
initiative? Sorry, what's your initiative? Sorry.
37.
Just go right before him. Okay. You can catch up to her at this point. You're running.
Mm-hmm.
You're not flat-footed or anything, so...
Is there anybody else visible in the area? Because I know if she's somewhere nearby...
Hey,
that means the other group is probably on their way, if not hiding somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anyone, at a quick glance, is anyone visible besides her?
No.
Okay. I'm invisible.
He's strapped her back using that invisibility thing.
No.
As soon as you get close, he's going to zap you. So don't attack her.
Okay, then I'm going to fire a blast at her.
Blast.
And
ouch.
I'm still trying to get used to this new form. 30 to hit.
Damn it, my defense is 29.
Alright, what's the damage on that?
27.
Alright. You can meet up to say.
Damn it. Way out with that.
You can roll 20.
5, I got 18.
18.
You are stunned and staggered.
Yep. Stunned and staggered, take a bruised hit, and you are now sort of tumbling along the road. Or whatever surface you are running on.
There's a giant skid mark dug through the dirt.
And you can spend a hero point to become unstunned.
Or unstaggered.
Or unstaggered. Stunned is the worst one, so.
How long do those last otherwise?
Stunned lasts. Stunned will go away next round. Like your next turn, you will be stunned, and then it goes away. And then the turn after that, you'll be staggered. But I think if you're staggered, you can still do something.
You have a single action.
Yeah. And then after that, the round after that, staggered will go away. It takes one round per.
Yeah, you can move phase, or right? act. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
All right. Then Praetorian gets to go.
What did you get on your initiative?
55.
And you were just moving.
Alright.
Getting as far away from the base and the mechanical things as I could.
Probably a good thing. Praetorian gets to go at this point.
Allie.
He's gonna boot you to his son.
That's Sisu, Praetorian. And Praetorian does not notice anyone else, sadly. So, Praetorian. Oh, you're stunned and staggered. Praetorian's gonna run up and, well, grab you. His mighty. Grapple check. All right, Praetorian, where's your grapple check?
You mean the plus 44 or something like that?
Oh, no, it's only plus 36.
So. Oh, sorry.
God!
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're the one more fancy World War II version!
Yeah. All right.
And by pansy, I mean kick the rest of our asses. Anyway.
Well, maybe the God of War.
I have spinning 10. Mm-hmm. It's a free action.
You can only do that during your turn.
Okay.
As a free action. If you dodge bonus defense, minus your defense cannot take actions other than a reaction. So, okay. So he hits you and gets to make his grapple check. Alright. Go ahead and give me a grapple. Just roll d20 for your grapple check.
Doesn't have to roll.
I don't get my bonus.
Well, really the only way you're going to get past him right now is if you roll 20, because you're all flat footed and don't have any of your bonuses. Except okay. for your base stuff. Okay. You're grappled by Praetorian. Lucky you.
Lucky me.
Yes.
It's the Praetorian bear hug.
Mm-hmm. And Praetorian.
Oh.
Gets to.
You know what?
Praetorian grabs you and then it goes back towards the base.
You're scared.
That's what he does. Okay, at this point, Spitfire, Windwhistler, and Cerberus all pretty much converge on the area as Blue Streak is being absconded with by Praetorian, flying off with her as we speak. Windwhistler gets to go first.
He's running off with her?
He's running off with her. You also see Jack there.
Screw Jack. He's not doing anything right now.
True.
Screw you!
Screw you! I'm so screwed!
Ice him. We need to slow him down. Or he could burn his feet off. We'll get him new ones.
No, I am fire. You can't burn my feet off.
Not yours. Praetorian's.
He doesn't
enjoy
his feet.
We'll get him new ones.
Why? And to answer your question, Becca, yes, you can see Praetorian.
That's a fast arrow.
Only
high
quarter, you'd say.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe his reflexes isn't as good. Don't try to choke him.
Let's try the.
yeah, Jeremy. Cerberus knows exactly what that's like. Choke, choke, choke! Wait, we're in outer space.
How far away is it?
Doesn't matter, ultimately.
Close enough.
Yes.
Alright.
You're looking at your snare and tether. He is within range of that 1,300 feet, yes.
Well, that's what I'm going to try.
Okay. Make your attack check on him.
What am I adding to it again?
It's a melee. It's a ranged attack. Sorry.
22.
22? You will hit him. It's a reflex save, I believe.
Yes.
What's the DC on it?
I don't know. It's not listed here.
It should say right underneath the attack.
What are you looking for?
It's listed on all the others, but it is not listed on that one.
What are you looking at? Mm.
See how all the others have DC as the very first thing?
What's the rank?
12. Does trip 12?
So it's a DC 22.
DC...
22.
Okay, you're going with the trip attack, not the snare attack.
Okay.
That's fine.
Although snare is 13. But that's the net one, and I don't know if I want to do that if he's got her. So.
You'll get a free hit. You get a free attack with the snare as well, because they are linked. If you want?
Oh, okay.
You can try to hit him with a net, and you know you'll have him on the net on a tether and he's great.
So. Okay, so what's the best way to do it?
However you want to do it.
Okay. Well, let me see if he let me get his reflex save here. Okay.
It might not matter.
As you shoot down towards him, he is unfortunately not actually touching the ground. So he is not tricked.
Okay.
You do get a free attack with the net arrow, and it's a DC 23, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. He is not netted.
Okay.
You miss. All right, Cerberus.
Can I get to him?
Can you get to him? Yes.
Yo! Ugly. I'm going to do an all-out attack. Add plus 5 to my attack to try to hit him.
You
have to share with me.
The
gas. 19 to hit him?
No.
Miss.
I don't like sharing.
Fender wins, unfortunately.
I think maybe you shouldn't use that die anymore.
Just use it.
Okay. So you take run on up to him and try to go after him and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Spitfire, you're up next.
Oh, that was the kind of like.
Wind Whistler shot an arrow at him from your position and missed.
Sorry, I tried.
Oh, well.
And Praetorian is flying off with Blue Streak.
Next time, I just hit him with a shockwave.
Trying to blast the living hell out of him.
What?
Next time, I'm just going to hit him with a shockwave.
Praetorian?
Undoubtedly, I can't catch him, can I?
No, he's much faster than you are.
Faster than you, yes.
Yeah, I'll try to blast him into the ground.
What happened?
Oh. No, that one's ball.
That's the ball.
28.
That will hit him. What's the DC
8.
On that?
DC 23. I need to raise that actually at some point in time.
You hit him, but it doesn't seem to really faze him much. It sort of takes it and keeps going. Alright, he's not there. Not there. Mechanist.
Right. Knowing the fact that I am no match for Praetorian, and if I remember my days from adventuring with Public Defender, he had a poor will save. So Jack is going to give me a will save.
Sorry, that was funny.
You are now my puppet, and now you are going to go save her.
Go, me puppet!
Puppet.
Only problem with your meat puppet theory is I'm actually a living flame, not a meat puppet.
Go human mastic.
it's better to
go charcoal puppet.
Charcoal puppet. It's better to have Jack running up and trying to help than right. Jack running up and trying to punch us while we're trying to save her.
Amen. Good choice.
And if I remember correctly, Public Defender had a poor will save when I took over his mind.
Take it all of our minds over secretly? And we
yes.
Bad things happen at night.
You think you've got, hey. You think you've got a secret character history? Bah.
We have kids. What did you do that I don't remember?
Remember that morning when your toenails were painted and you don't remember painting them?
It starts out something too small. And it's something so big.
Suddenly you've got two kids.
Damn aliens.
Aliens took over my mind. Trust me, tinfoil stops me.
My favorite scene in Signs is when he comes in and they're all rolling down with tinfoil hands.
My favorite part too.
Oh. Okay. When you touch upon his mind, give me a will save.
The gasp! Natural 20!
Okay. You are in his mind. You can control him. But put that in your ear. This is what you hear. You hear that okay?
Yes.
Woo!
Someone doesn't like me taking over his mind. Other than Jack. Although that sounded a hell of a lot like Doctor Strange. Did Marvel invade?
No. But that voice does sound familiar.
Eldritch?
No. Someone else talking a voice like that.
Let's see. Atomic Brain?
Yes.
You know...
This guy's.
I'm tired of radiation people. Wait, this is Silver Age. Everyone's radioactive.
Exactly. Okay.
You're a mutant.
So you take him over this turn.
You fight on our side again.
I feel so used. I'm like a box of Kleenexes.
Okay.
Or a condom in a whorehouse.
I was going for more of the G-rated version.
Sure. Johnny gets up there this time. And Johnny's going to... Johnny...
On the spot?
On the spot. Johnny is going to try to grab her... and wake you up a little bit. He has no hope of wrenching you from her grasp. Wrenching you from his grasp. So...
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody's got a secret. You have such strong features, ma'am.
Okay. Johnny is going to run up behind him and snap his fingers next to his head, doing sonic booms right there.
In your normal life, you're a man or woman, but when you turn into a superhero, you turn into the oxygen.
Messed up.
Yeah. But nobody figured out.
I will hit. And Praetorian needs...
Because I'm now done with their base colors, and I just need to...
Act wonderful. Oh, and he fades. Okay. Praetorian gets dazzled by these sonic booms next to his head, and he lets you go, and you go flying off in one direction.
Bye!
She flies through the
air. I did that earlier today.
The greatest of ease. Alright, now it is your turn. You can spend a hero point to become unstunned if you'd like, or you can just be stunned this round.
I'll just be stunned this round.
Okay.
She's flying.
And inform everybody where Nuya is.
Oh, she's so cute.
Okay. It's the ragdoll physics.
Yes, yeah. Half-Life 2, we understand. Okay, you're in the physics engine. We got it.
Alright, Jack. She just went flying that way.
I will go and catch her. At the point that I grab you, you need to make a toughness save.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, he's on fire.
Yep.
I'm flaming!
22.
That beats it. So, it's very warm, but you're not getting burned.
Yay!
Do I get an additional will save every round, or is this...
You get it next round. Okay. It goes up. It goes up, huh?
Yeah, not this round.
Okay. It goes up on the time of progression table. So next round, and then 5 rounds after that, and then 10 rounds after that.
Okay.
Well, eventually, 2.5 million rounds later, if you have not rolled it with all the bonuses,
you have
your mind. You had better have made it by then, or at least spent a hero point.
The only instruction I was given was to catch her, right?
Yep.
Save her.
Okay. Is there a group of people gathered somewhere?
Give me a luck check.
Yeah. I know he's... Can I see that rope that she fired?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go... I will trace the rope back to where they are.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And
fairly easy to see where they are.
I'm going to fire a blast at them. With the radius factor in there.
Okay, the burst?
The burst, yes.
Okay.
I got a 1.
Spend a hero point to re-roll that if you want.
I've got them to spare, I might as well.
You failed.
I did fail. Okay, that's a...
If it's less than a 10, add 10 to it, so...
Okay.
What'd you roll?
29 to hit.
Okay. I'm assuming a 29 will hit Wind Whistler. Yes. And 29 will hit Spitfire. Both Spitfire and Wind Whistler need to give me toughness saves.
So my toughness really a 2? What is your toughness based on? Strength?
Constitution. You've got a whoa, what? How do you have a toughness of 2? You used to have like a 12. Man?
Yeah.
Let me see your fets.
I rolled a 12.
Toughness
save,
baby.
I heard.
I was only in the restroom, so I was in, you know, the back.
Timbuktu!
You now have.
Ow, I'm gonna burn my hero point. Yeah.
As a quick question, Ethan, if it's Ethan's bonus of minus 10.
I rolled a 1.
So it's probably supposed to be a 10.
Burn that. Ethan.
So.
Andre, hand him that token. That's my hero point.
Okay.
So is that supposed to be a plus? How many points did you put in other than dodge focus? Nothing?
Her defense should be a plus.
That's much better. 33.
Her defense is a 20.
Okay.
That's awkward.
Yes.
Is it showing as a minus 10?
It's a... Her defense bonus is minus 10. Her dodge bonus is plus 10.
Yeah, the program's got some bugs in it. They'll get them all worked out.
Yeah.
I got a 33.
That passes.
Okay.
What did you do, try to shoot me?
I rolled a 12.
Both of you.
Okay.
Oh, your ass is toast. Remember what happened the last
you're
time?
You're not protected by a force field because he doesn't have his up right now.
Okay.
We'll be next round.
Yes, we'll be next round. However, this round it is not, so you just have your con bonus right now.
So you're spending...
So you roll... What's the DC on that?
27.
27. So... Failed by...
A lot.
13?
13. Means you are...
Stunned,
staggered, and take the bruise hit.
That sucks.
Doesn't play nice with others.
It's stunned, staggered, and disabled if it's lethal.
Okay. Stunned, staggered, take a bruise hit. He's fine. Goes to Praetorian, who is deafened right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should put that on him. Deafened.
So I thought the mechanist took over Jack's mind.
He did.
But he told me the instructions he gave me were to save her.
Go
save her.
Go save her. And he did.
And then I fired.
Yeah, you're dead.
You just hearing that.
Fine.
Vampire doesn't like you anyways, and now you've just shot and hurt her. You're in trouble.
Yeah, she's kind of... she didn't take that well.
Yeah,
I think it might be a good idea to turn on that force shield on your next round. Next turn. Praetorian looks up and sees you've got her. So he's going to assume that that's fine. Uh-oh. He's going to just turn around and punch Johnny.
Oh.
I'm there. Johnny's right there. So he just turns around and just goes...
Because I'm right there, too.
Yep, but Johnny just did that to him. That's... You tried to do something
but
to him.
But I'm big and ugly.
Because you suck.
I can't dance.
All right.
Sorry, dude, you didn't draw aggro.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotta draw some aggro here. Gotta hold the aggro, too. Maybe I should tank him. I start tanking him, and I'll hold the aggro, then you guys can start just moving in.
Okay. Oh.
Need some DPS
that's
on him.
Painful.
Alright, Johnny needs to give a will save. Or not a will save, sorry. Toughness save.
I was going to say, I disbelieve your fizz!
So that'd be cool if you could.
It's not
you're
real,
that
it's not
cool,
real.
And it just goes, and disappears, and you're like, ha, ha, ha. I am awesome.
You're still dead, but...
Really? You did not disbelieve his fist. His fist passed through your skull. You are now dead.
All you right, could still disbelieve it. You'd just be dead.
Or a person whose entire form of reality he thinks is in a game. So it's like, nope, that fist doesn't hurt.
That doesn't work. You could actually build that. You could feel a character like that.
Uh-huh.
Most things on mine came across right with the defense. Dropped.
Now remember, you add 10.
Yeah, I know. But on this, it was all to be added in, and this one was.
Mine is the same way.
You fixed it.
Yeah, no,
okay, Johnny.
Did Johnny explode?
Oh, good old Johnny gets smacked.
But I could have sworn I was using it when I brought it home. No, I didn't play anything on the lobby.
That was wasted on
the hard drive.
So, how far did Johnny go flying? And is he conscious as he's flying through the air, or is he out?
Okay.
The newest orbital satellite.
Johnny gets just basically Praetorian just turns around and just haymakers him right in the face.
Can you do flying back?
No. Completely out of view.
I suppose I take another PowerPoint, yes.
I can
he's like flop, waving in the wind.
That's,
he will not land this turn.
He's a paragon. That's the thing. They're supposed to be
hard. So, yes, Johnny is that way.
I can't.
Not doing well.
That's the problem. So,
I can only have one person mind controlled at a time.
Okay.
I already have a plan for Mr. Jack.
Okay.
Give me two rounds.
Okay. I'm going to get her out of here.
You mean not last two rounds?
Until she's back to normal.
No, he'll last two rounds.
Unless she takes off.
Okay.
After that point, I really don't care.
So Johnny goes flying back, out of view. Wind Whistler.
I can see him.
You are staggered and stunned this round. You can spend a hero point if you like to become unstunned.
Or unstaggered.
I think I'm gonna sit down.
So you're just going to be stunned this time.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it hurts.
That's what I did.
You're no longer stunned this turn.
Oh, God. My bones.
Cerberus.
Okay.
Johnny just went that way.
Yeah, Johnny's on his own. I gotta save her from fire.
From fireman?
Fireman. Oh.
Fireman! Fireman!
So burst over there.
Uh-huh.
Grab her.
Okay.
And dimensionally travel to HQ.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to pretty much grab... She's already grappled, so you're trying to grab her. Give me an attack check.
Okay.
Do you touch me?
They don't have to.
He's not trying to touch you, he's trying to touch her.
Oh, okay.
Do I use my grapple or my attack?
It's your attack.
Okay, I'll use a... Can I use all-out attack?
You can, if you would like.
Okay, well, that would be 22... 27.
27. Okay. That will hit. You do touch her. You are now spatially shifting, doing that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. The attack is a standard action. Your shifting is a... What is that?
Movement.
Move action. Okay. You teleport away. You take her. And he has no mask, so he goes too.
He's gonna burn the carpet and the...
Where are we?
Yeah, you're just coming out of being addled a bit.
Well, that is...
Now, where describe where they're at. I mean, what
it's like a biker bar.
Okay.
It's a biker bar, and there's... Well, there's empty biking spots. And
jukebox playing.
There's a jukebox.
No, there's no jukebox. Not yet.
It's like a house. It's the size of a house.
Take us back there!
Yeah. Once you're better, I gotta... What?
Yeah.
Pour the fish tank on him or something.
Spitfire.
Well, I'm flying.
They disappear.
Instant shield up.
Okay. So you put...
Go to hit him and he disappears.
You put that up. Your force field is a...
20-foot radius bubble.
Yeah, there's no
burst. It's a big burst selective, so you can...
Yeah.
She's in it as long as she's within 20 feet of you, basically. So.
Yeah. Well, my target disappears, so I turn around and try to backhand Praetorian.
Okay, Praetorian's not up there.
No.
You're still flying up here.
No, I was...
He flew down.
You flew down?
Yeah.
Okay.
My goal was to fly down,
okay.
Blasting at Praetorian as I was going down towards the ground, because I knew I was going to have to get him in a fist fight anyways.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you're right next to Praetorian.
Do you want me an extra effort to fly down as hard as I can?
No, you're down there.
I'll try to backhand him.
Where's my money?
I've been rolling. It's not necessarily great money play.
Oh, you might hit him. I don't know if you'll.
23.
23 will hit him?
Toughness 27 today.
He's Praetorian.
She chuckles it off.
Unfortunately, he does, yes.
Because, of course, he has like a plus 40 on his toughness save. We can't even hurt him.
Yes,
no, he rolled a natural 20.
What a surprise.
Why is he a bad guy again?
I didn't see that one coming, Ethan.
Once we get back.
Happens to me and Nathan. Enough
time. Right there. Mechanist.
Alright, well, Mr. Fire Guy is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm out of your line of sight.
It's perception based. Now, the technical wording is perception. I can still perceive your brain because I'm still attached to it. However, I'm not going to.
Is that dimensional?
No, it's not. So
You don't get him at all.
That's fine.
We're gone, he's gone, and she's gone.
That didn't work at all.
I don't care about him at this point. However, Praetorian, he's a big, heavy tanker. Assuming he's a big, heavy tanker. Oh, he didn't ever travel with any mentalists. Praetorian, in our time...
Can't you, like, fry his brain and turn him into, like, a... baby.
There are a lot of things I could do, but I have the thing called ethics.
Give him an aneurysm or something for a while.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
I will activate my force field.
That's what hospitals are for. You and your...
Get as close as I can. I'll actually try and walk up to him. Look him dead in the eyes, doing the "your brain is now mine."
Okay.
That's a mind control.
Let's see. What's the DC on the will save?
Not high enough. 19.
Oh, okay. Got a 27.
Yeah, I figured. But I am walking towards him.
Okay. Back at the top. Johnny is very unconscious and lands very unceremoniously. Poor Johnny.
Half a county away.
I don't know what it looks like outside the place. The dimension. Maybe it's just...
Nothing.
It's
a big gray area.
There's enough places to park the motorcycles. And if you go around, you just keep... It's like kind of a planetoid.
It's a parking lot planetoid?
Yeah, like that planetoid in your TV game.
Alright. Well. Blue Street.
Take us back!
You're no longer staggered. Last turn you were stunned. This turn you're staggered. So, yes.
Grab those pink.
Take us back!
1, 2, 3. He's not supposed to be catching my floor on fire!
Leave him here. Leave him there.
Headquarters have a low survival rate in this game. Mine just blew up.
Mine
just blew up. How many power points did you spend on yours?
One.
Yeah, yeah, don't talk to me about what just blew up.
Two. Okay.
Take us back. I know. But I'm going to spend this entire turn saying, take us back until...
Your turn, Jack.
It's your turn.
Is she still in my arms, or has she been wrestled from my arms?
By the way, you actually need to give me another will save. See if you actually break out of it. Oh, wait, never mind. Shut up. Another Shut up! I don't want to hear it. Don't give me no sass.
Okay.
While I'm doing that, I'm moving away from him since he's, like, on fire and stuff.
Sure.
Okay. In that case, I will... How large is this house?
It's outside of a house.
How large is it outside of a house?
Okay, good. I'm going to let loose another burst blast and...
Just use your action for defense.
And that's a 26 to hit.
That'll hit me.
That won't hit me.
Okay.
But it's an area effect.
It won't hit her defense, though. So.
Okay.
I think you have evasion anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You have to save their Cerberus.
25.
That's 27.
Ooh, take a brute hit.
Okay.
And
okay. Well, Praetorian and Mr. Spitfire here. Praetorian and Mr. Spitfire. Well, let's just go ahead and swing at a punch here. Okay, and we'll miss. Takes a swing at you and misses. Wind Whistler, you're up.
What am I now? Just staggered? Or just
staggered.
After this
staggered.
Round, I'll be normal.
How long is staggered last?
Good morning. Okay.
Take us back and leave him here.
I was gonna punch him into like unconsciousness.
Take us back and leave him here.
But he's burning my floor.
And not only that, but just there's a giant fireball us. Inside of your place.
And those were nice, crappy curtains.
So, him and Praetorian are next to me?
Uh-huh. Affirmative.
Are they paying attention to me?
They seem rather intent on beating the crap out of each other right now. Praetorian took a swing at him and missed.
How close am I to them?
We'll see what Spitfire's going to do. How close
are you? Enough to touch them?
Yeah, I'd say so. You really want to?
So say Ison.
Can I just take one of my arrows and jab it in his foot?
Yeah.
Melee attack with an arrow.
That would be a melee attack, technically. I mean, you could do a range attack. You can teleport half your move and do it.
My melee and my attack are the same, according to the sheet, okay. So I don't think it really matters. Try paralysis.
Okay. We're trying to hit the Praetorian, obviously.
If I can't hit his foot, I'm really messed up.
Roll to hit.
Oh, sucky.
You're
20. 20? That will hit him, actually. What's the DC on the save?
23 will save.
23, you said?
Yep.
He actually makes 23. Hit 23 on the nose. Hits him, no effect. Cerberus!
Okay, so you look better. Then I will just go like this and teleport her back.
Okay.
Using my move action.
Dumbass! I told him to take both of us!
And then I'm gonna punch the shit out of him!
You say you're standing in the middle of the street where you were next to his bike. And Spitfire and Praetorian are going at it. Give me a notice check.
That's a 20.
You see several of those armored guys flying this way.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm going to be the only one that noticed them.
I'm going to do a focus spatial shock blast.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my all-out attack still.
Okay.
All out basically, my defense drops by 5, and I get to add 5 to my melee. So you're going to be able to hit me each time. Unless you roll crap.
Another 1.
Yeah. 15. Does a 29 hit you?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it's is this a physical attack, or is this...
No, this is a spatial, okay. Like, your dimensional...
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a DC 21, is what it says.
I believe it's DC 21. What's the rank on it?
6.
6. So it's a toughness save.
Yeah.
24. Okay. Feels kind of funky, but you're fine.
That kind of tickles.
Burn my floor, will ya?
Spitfire, what do you want to do?
More than that.
Just make a Praetorian and I'm going to extra effort and try to punch him again.
All right. Roll it.
I'll punch him up with an uppercut, and then I'll try to bring a haymaker down on top of his head.
Okay. Go for it.
23 to hit him on the first hit.
Hit.
And a natural 20 on the second hit.
Okay. That will definitely hit.
23 and a 29. So 27 on the first save, and I guess plus 5 on the second would be 32.
I'm looking for the right guy. Okay. 27, so 4, so he takes. You hit him up and then you go up and hit him back down, you said?
Yeah.
Alright, well, you hit him up and you go back, hit him back down.
What are you looking for?
Crashes into the ground, you'll leave a nice crater.
Did he fall on my arrow that's sticking to the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
but he does take a boost hit from that.
The one problem with this page I found is it doesn't show what type of save it is.
Okay. Mechanist.
Okay. I'm gonna walk up. Spend a hero point to jury rig my pistol.
Okay.
And use nullify mental on Praetorian.
Okay.
So if he's supposedly if he's being brain controlled, that'll hopefully nullify it. Brain control. Supposedly. He still gets a will save. That's in theory.
What's the DC on that?
20.
Okay, nothing seems to happen.
Nothing.
Alright.
Praetorian is one of the strongest characters in our city's frickin' history. Of course we're not gonna touch him!
Well, I can touch him alright. Yeah.
We can touch him all we want. We just put damage to him.
Of course we're not on par with this guy.
We just kind all of right.
I thought we were here to rescue her and then run away, but we're still fighting him.
Well, we're also here to rescue
him. I'm standing in the middle of the street on my stagger that's gone away and just had a first hit.
Yes.
Run behind Praetorian and do Sonic Boom again.
Okay. Make your attack there.
Ooh.
Radius attack.
Ooh, no way. That's 15.
Okay. That will miss him.
Yeah. It is an area attack, but...
Okay.
I rolled a 4!
You got a four!
Outrageous!
Outrageous!
Jack, you're up.
Alright. I am going to...
Order Little Caesars.
Yeah, we have a phone. Doesn't connect to anything yet. I don't know if you want to order anything from whatever dimensional beings are out there.
Welcome to Hell Pizza.
That's fine.
Would you like baby?
Is that Italian baby, or...
I don't know. Let me go check the box.
If I were just want to reach out and touch him, would that require an attack check?
Yes.
Reach out.
Okay,
that's
kind of what I do.
Presumably, he would not want you to touch him.
Don't touch me!
Being on fire.
And touch my touch!
I know what I figured.
Why are you putting on those gloves?
Oh, God!
I leave him in the dimension, and then I close
him. Forever. Never remains.
And build a new one that pulls with.
Oh, I forgot on my turn I was going to tell people about the robots. Oops.
It's not important.
Why are you a bad guy?
Arriving now and going to attack everyone.
You're not supposed to be bad. You're supposed to be one of them. Future people.
Yeah, eventually, robots!
I don't have any robots.
And people are like, what about robots?
I don't have any robots yet.
Are they pirates?
For a brief moment, Jack kind of shakes his head, kind of swats it above it, going, get the wires off, get the wires off, and then he fires a blast at you.
You are creepy.
That is a 20...
Yeah, if you rolled more than a 10...
Yeah, a 23.
I think that hits.
No, let's react. Let me pull up the calc. No, it missed.
Went all the way around back over to the... Okay. So really was a 3.
Is it the same difficulty?
Yeah, still 27.
And you're at a...
I'm not at any...
That's right.
So now I'm back to Bruce.
So you're Bruce again.
I'm like, this is going to take a long, long time. I can do this all day.
Praetorian will... God, you just tried to sonic boom him. But you know what? You can't fly, so he flies up from the ground at you, double fisting like that.
Okay.
Your defense is a 20, right?
Your defense is not high enough.
And he actually misses you. Barely.
Wow.
So he comes up with...
And then
it was the debris in his
then
eye.
Then he curses and hits himself in the head a couple of
times? Yes,
of course. Oh!
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
For a paragon, it's kind of stupid. All right.
Minwistler can give me a notice check.
24.
Is that a Star Wars?
Okay, a bunch of these bronze-colored robots.
There's two blocks inside there.
Bronze-colored robot things are arriving now from the direction of the military base.
Maybe that's what she meant when she screamed robots.
No.
Those are robots.
She meant the other robots.
I asked if they looked
robots.
Like pirates, and she didn't answer.
Can you fill my creepy dimension with robotic bikers?
I was building robots, however the GM blew it up.
How far away are they?
How far away
are they? How about useless robotic bikers?
Huh? Well within range of anything you have. So.
They can have knife fights and stuff.
I know, you
drinks.
Can see very far away, but they're actually getting up close. They'll be able to have to engage you guys this round.
So. No, I don't want to be married.
Can I do the rope one again?
Yes, you can.
And try and hit one of them?
Sure. It's the trip attack?
Yes.
Trip attack. Roll your attack.
You should use more acid. Use more acid. Or fire.
Oh, crap.
got water on it. I now have a tetanus.
A tetanus?
Yeah.
You have tetanus? Dude, that sucks.
Have you gotten your tetanus shot lately?
20.
That will hit.
Something.
20-something will hit. Okay. It is a, what, reflex save?
Reflex of something. This is the one I need to write down because it's not on there. If you know what it is.
I believe it's reflex.
It might say in your old character sheet.
What is it? The, is this the trip arrow? DC 22.
22?
Okay. And they roll 15. Where'd they go? There it is, 13. He just failed. Okay, you tripped one. You get the free snare attack on him. Which is, what's the DC on your snare? 23, right?
Yeah,
23. Okay. There is a robot in a net attached to a tether.
And I have the rope.
And you have the rope. Doesn't seem too happy about being in that situation. Cerberus.
Can I use my spatial control to teleport him as an attack?
You'd have to burn a hero point for it. Give yourself.
Sorry. There's crap on myself.
You can burn a hero point to give yourself a power feat for one round. And you can give yourself the... You can let you do that to essentially give yourself a... Let it be an attack.
Okay, instead I'm going to try Ground Strike, which is a... Ground Strike is a radius 100 feet. It's a difficulty 20 reflex save.
Ground Strike is only effective if you're on the ground?
Yep.
But are you...
I fly.
He's floating.
Okay, well then I'll use Thunderclap on you instead. Which is a area 50 feet, difficulty 20, reflex.
Do you have windows on your little...
Race? Doesn't matter. I'll board him up.
If he did, not anymore.
The place isn't filled with anything yet. It's more
it
of
a... It has floorboards and a bar. Nothing 20. Else.
20? I got an 18.
Okay, then it has a... Well, it states it's a dazzle. It's
okay.
I don't know if it does anything else. It just says it's a dazzle.
Okay.
You're effectively deafened.
And then... I guess I'll just... I can't use a move action as anything else but a move action.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just wait here then.
Alrighty. Being deafened, you take a minus 4 to your initiative, and you can't make notice listen checks, basically.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Alright, Spitfire, you're up. Praetorian is flying next to you right now, just tried to hit you and missed.
Okay. I will attempt to knock him back down.
Down with your bad self!
No, he doesn't fly very far. He's
probably
got
hellacious
from
the
coast.
He's
like Superman.
Only better.
That is true.
Because we're fighting.
Why didn't I do that? Damn it.
To hit?
Yeah.
Like a 17, I think.
Yeah, so it wasn't like... Everyone's
yeah, no.
Okay, just making sure, because remember I'm
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That'd be fucking kidding. It's another natural 20.
Cool.
28. That's ridiculous.
We'll hit him. 27, say?
No, it's natural 20, it's a 32.
Plus. Okay, you smack him one. He doesn't actually get knocked back by that, but he does. Get another bruise hit.
Alrighty.
Oh, wait. I guess I also... This happened this round, so I'm done.
Alright. At this point, the funky robot guys get to go.
Play that funky robot, white boy.
They're all taking aim with their blaster arm gauntlet things and shooting at various people. Shooting at you. What's your defense?
29.
Ooh, that'll be funny. They shoot these green laser beams and they fly around you and you're sort of like, eh, whatever. Not there, not there. Spitfires at a 20.
19,
right. You will actually get hit. Give me a toughness save. DC is a mighty 18.
I missed it by 2.
You take a bruised hit.
Ow!
From a mook.
And I know your knockback resist is huge, so you just sort of get surprised as to something hit you. You're like, hey, ass. Wind Whistler, what's your defense?
20.
They shoot at you and miss. And Mechanist.
One higher than what you get.
No.
Good answer.
22.
That should be interesting. Right, 16 won't do it. Alright, they shoot at you and miss. That seems like radiation they're shooting to.
I figured 12 searches at minus one stat per round.
Mm-hmm. I hope that you don't get hit. It's your turn.
What, you don't want to get Spitfire out high?
I will inform everyone that it is time to leave. Now!
Okay with me.
Busy fighting.
Fine with me.
You're I can't talk to dimension. You. Can't talk to him.
Ha 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 ha! I'm safe from the alien mind. Could you, like, get in the fireplace at least?
You can take this outside.
Look outside into the darkness.
I can't ditch her.
I could always blow the place apart.
Extra effort to pump 2 ranks more into my
we may not come back
control.
That's great. Appreciate it.
So I'll now be fatigued, and I will go ahead and try and once again try and get
Zeus
to piss
off. We may show up. We may go.
And I will begin. Moving away.
Or there may be 2 three-headed dogs guarding Hades.
All right. So that'd be a DC, what? 22?
21.
All right. Fire Praetorians will save. Where would I be? I would be there. Okay.
Bless you.
Ooh. Okay.
I can breathe.
Praetorian stops where he is in midair. Just starts to fall.
Sweet.
Straight towards the ground. And actually will hit the ground, not that far up. And is not moving.
I think I just broke Praetorian.
What a tragedy.
Hey, in our time, he was actually a pretty cool guy.
Well, he used to be pretty cool in our time, but whatever's got him under control. I'm going after Johnny.
Okay. Phew. You find Johnny in a various nasty sort of way because he bounced over 5,000 feet of highway. Very unconscious. Bruised and battered and whatnot. Still alive. Very unconscious right now.
Great. I don't even know where to begin to know where to take him in this area.
Sometimes the best option is away.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Ah, there, like that.
I'm just taking him away.
Okay.
Is there, when we're running down the highway, is there a hotel or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Find a hotel.
You take him to the base motel. Okay. He'll be fine there.
How many hours?
It's a nice place.
How many hours?
Welcome to the base motel.
Hey, that movie wasn't made until the 60s. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, that seems like a very nice place. Guy and his mother run it, you know? Very nice.
Do you mind if I murder you? I mean,
put him in it.
Okay.
Here's a room with bodies.
You get number 5. Jack, what are you doing? Shoot me. You can move back to the area is fine, so.
We have a new guest.
Thank you.
He seems queer.
Let's shave him.
not again. All right, Jack, it's you. It's all you, man.
I am going to... As a fire being, can I move, kind of float around solid objects?
Our database has been updated.
Thank you. Yes, you can. Okay. You are insubstantial.
I would like to pass, as kind of like a ranged pass-through, go right over the top of him.
Okay. You have to make a save against his strike first, the fiery aura, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And then turn around and blast.
Okay. He comes rushing at you. Need tough to say. I'm sure that
probably. It's a 21.
Fire. The fire in other places has come this high. There is that one time.
20 to hit with my blast. 27 DC.
Another tough to say.
Yeah. That was a 16, but yeah.
You blast him. A lot of smoldering going on right now.
I wonder how Praetorian is working your friends over.
Got a cigarette off of my back.
I wonder if he's driven them into the dirt yet.
Probably.
Okay, just curious. I wanted to see the carnage and mayhem, but...
We'll get there. Don't worry about it. I got to beat some sense into you.
Praetorian sits up. Eyes glowing green again. And he looks at you. And he says in that voice, again, you shouldn't be meddling, alien.
It's not Praetorian's voice?
It is not Praetorian's voice, in fact.
It is Microsoft Sam. Microsoft Sam is taking over the world.
Crap. That's not good.
It says in this voice.
You should not be meddling, alien.
It sounds just like that.
So alien.
Sort of disjointed and, mechanical.
You should not be meddling, alien.
It says that. And then we'll proceed to...
I'm fine.
He's so nasty.
Oh. Actually, he'll actually spin in place and burrow into the ground. That's what he does.
That's just creepy.
Gwyn Whistler, what do you do?
What I would like to do is take, if this is possible, take the end of another one of my ropes and tie it to the one that the end that I have. And, shoot
it
at another one of those robots.
Catch him on a tree.
Okay. Another net at one of them with the feather.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll an attack. So you're basically tethering two of them together at this point. Okay. Give me a check.
It's the robot coil of doom.
That's crappy. 14.
You will miss that guy actually. One end of the robot attached, the arrow goes sailing off in one random direction.
Do I still have an action?
You have a move action, yes.
Which means I can move?
Yes. You can move, you can use your teleport.
Yeah, I'm going to teleport back.
Okay, back where?
Away from the robots. So directly the opposite direction. As long as it's not towards the... I assume we're coming from the base area.
Yes.
I'll go back. I can still see what's going on.
Yes, just left. So you do so. You teleport back. You are no longer in the area. Cerberus.
Okay. Can I... If I make a... spatial control check.
Mm-hmm.
I want to teleport someplace very, very cold. I'm not teleport, but dimensionally travel back to Earth someplace very, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
Can I attempt that with...
With him? Yes. I would make you spend a hero point to do it. Yes.
Okay.
Make an attack check on it first, actually. Be able to touch him, whatever.
Even though he's insubstantial?
Mm-hmm. You have to put your hand into him, basically, but you have to... It's still an attack.
If he's trying to touch me, I'm not going to fight him.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the main thing, I just walk into him.
Okay.
I won't resist him trying to touch me.
What's your fire?
You need, to make the toughness save against his thing. Just because it's there.
Ty goes to the defender?
Yeah.
Then I'm fine.
It's a little thirsty. You're fine. You get a tan.
The coldest place I can go.
Okay. North Pole it is.
Preferably North Pole. Can I go underwater?
Under the water of the North Pole? Yeah, you've got a hero point. Let's do that.
Okay.
Boom! You're both now underwater on the North Pole. It's very cold.
It's a little chilly. We're back on Earth.
The water is sizzling around his form. Spitfire, you're up. You do not see where Praetorian went. Praetorian burrowed into the ground.
I don't know if that will do anything, but I tried.
And there are a bunch of robot guys now, too.
Well, I'm going to go attack the robot that bruised me, so I'm like I might just tune out, right? Or has my fatigue gone away?
No, your fatigue is still there.
How long does that last for?
Fatigued.
I'm actually efforting.
Last until you can actually take a little brief rest. How it is. You can spend a hero point to get rid of it.
I don't have any hero points.
There you go.
Wait, Ethan, was that considered an attack?
I'm going to grab that rope.
What I did?
Yes.
Okay. Just need to know that.
Ethan?
Uh-huh?
I'm going to grab the rope that's got the robot on it.
Okay.
And swing the robot around.
Arrow goes flying this way. Can catch the rope. 1,300 feet of rope there.
Yeah. It's the one that has the robot on it, right?
I attached both of them together, so yeah, you've still got a robot on one.
Let's see if I can't wrap the robot, the rope around one of the other robots. Basically have the robot spin like this to slam it into the other robot.
Ooh, okay. Give me a range attack.
Attack?
Mm-hmm.
Can you sense me when I appear back on Earth?
As long as you're thinking.
Well, I will inform you I'm in the North Pole with Fire Guy.
What'd you get?
It keeps falling over. I got a 15 plus 7, so 22.
That will hit. And that will actually manage to hit both of them. Make their toughness saves. Okay. The one inside the snare hits the one there. There is a mighty explosion, and the one inside the snare is still kicking, as he rolled a 20. But the other one blew up.
Good for him.
Alrighty. Now they get to go. The one in the snare is going to try to get out of the snare. And fail miserably.
Are dropouts listed on these sheets, Ethan?
You have your power law. Yes, if you had any. I don't know if Jack...
Trying to figure out
the I can tell you here.
Drawbacks. Jack back page.
Yeah.
I don't think
Jack
metal, which is a darker, ruddier metal.
Like this would be.
Nipple.
I don't want to add anything.
Carrying capacity. And then,
all of yours are sort of more along the lines of.
I was going to say, I couldn't
stuff your way more or less.
See, it defeats and then.
I guess yours would be on the front page if you had it. Yeah, it'd be kind of right here.
Okay, not there, not there. Coming back, not there. You're there.
I'm doomed.
He's there. Okay, well, there are a couple other of these bronze robots are shooting at the two of you that are there, Spitfire and Mechanist. So, Mechanist, what's your
device? Sorry, Mechanist, I should have taken you with me.
What is it?
22.
Mine's an 18 right now.
So has everyone else won the battle except for her and him?
I'm heading back.
Oh, you're coming back? Okay.
Misses you, and yours is an 18?
18.
And they miss you as well. I love minions. Oh, minions! All right, Mechanist, you're up.
Okay. This is the second round they're here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I still sense, like, Praetorian's mind.
No.
Well, I'm assuming the fact that he's going to be popping up somewhere and trying to drag me under. So I'm going to hold my action for now.
Okay. Blue Speed, you're up.
I am running back towards the base.
Okay. You go back towards the base. Give me a notice check when you get there.
That is a 25.
Okay. You get up there, and you're rather startled to see, as you're running up to the base, how close to the base are you wanting to get?
Close enough to see okay. stuff. What's going on? I'm gonna
get up close enough to the base. Standing right in your path that you're running is a little 4-year-old girl and a little 4-year-old boy. Both holding hands. You run up. That's kind of weird. And they say, in that mechanical voice, one starts the sentence, the other finishes it. You're not supposed to be here. And they have glowing green eyes.
Buddha.
Why do they all have that mechanical voice?
Is that music coming
run
out
right
of their
past
heads?
Them. I assume they're the Hollenbach kids.
You're not supposed to be, yeah.
Good idea.
I think it sounds like Ben Kenobi personally.
Okay.
Ben Kenobi.
Ah. And you will run past them. Jack, you're underwater with Cerberus.
Did it appear to be even affecting him? I should have done outer space.
Wonderful. We're back on Earth. I appreciate that. And I will take off and fly in whatever direction to get back to the base.
Okay.
Double movement actions and my flight speed of 12, which is 1,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, you're booking it. Ah, all right. Good old Praetorian. Now, you readied an action.
Yes, I did. And I've got a clever one. Probably won't work, but I think it's clever.
All right. What is your initiative modifier?
As of currently, negative one, because I'm slowly being turned into a puddle again.
That's always fun. You haven't been actually hit by the radiation yet.
I know. Well,
lucky for you, or else you would be not. You'd be very sad.
That I'm taking into account the fact because if it's even in the immediate area, I begin turning into goo.
Yes. It's very uncomfortable. Very nasty.
But you're in a suit, right?
Yeah, but I haven't spent any points yet.
Praetorian erupts out of the ground. When he does so, he expands his arms out and creates this fissure that snakes its way towards you. Do give me a reflex save, please.
Reflex?
Yes.
I've got the reflexes of a turtle. I rolled a natural one.
You fall into the giant crack that is being formed in the continental plate. And you're falling.
Okay. Well, I suppose I react now.
And it is, yeah, you can react it.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and do this because it, even if I fall to my doom, I think it's entertaining.
That's so funny.
I'm probably going to be burning this. What I want to do is, once again, jump into his mind. But using his mind, I use it like a tunnel to try and hit the person who's controlling the mind.
Okay.
Your mind is a gateway.
I think that's in...
Give me a power level check.
Give me my telepathy. 12.
Aww.
Crappy rolls ruin dramatic moments.
Yeah, well, like I said...
It's the law of nature.
I burned a care point for nothing, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to speak to you in the garage for just a few seconds.
He's going
to
beat you with a hose.
How dare you!
We don't have a shed to beat him behind. Is the garage the next best thing?
Yeah, that's good.
As long as he doesn't come back smoking a cigarette one, is it good for you?
That would be bad.
That would be, I would, you know, wow.
Becca's like, I'm done. You all go home.
It would be time to hose out your garage. There's nothing in here except for the things.
Except for the stuff that is.
Yeah. But I ignored all that. You take good notes.
What?
You take good notes. Is he smoking? Is one of them
smoking?
That is
sexy. No.
Good.
Okay. So that's that. Now. Oh, yes. Let me notice check again, please, Becca.
Becca?
Robin!
Oh, I'm cold.
Oh, blue speak. I see the blue, I think, Becca for some reason.
20.
I'm not.
Right.
You're the color blue, and Ethan's mine.
Is that a good... You run by, sure, you still sort of look behind you at those kids.
Blue's my favorite color.
The boy turns around, his eyes glowing green, and this beam shoots out at you, so you're not flat-footed.
Creepy. Why is he using children?
What's your defense?
29.
Something
like
that. Something ridiculous. Okay. Good thing you're not fat.
Unfortunately, I'd probably punt the child.
You managed to avoid it
for his own
as
good.
This green energy shoots at where you were and blows a big section of the ground up and debris starts flying everywhere. Wait, what's wrong?
I'm going to switch.
Crap. Can I tell where the mechanist went?
Into the hole.
He went down in the crack.
You don't really have the accurate teleport, which means you'd be able to just specify something vague. You'd probably need to see me. At this point, I'm probably SOL.
Well, you could do two move actions and get to the crack and then
get
down.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I...
Net arrow or something.
Can I teleport to the...
The crevice and then look down.
Yeah, to the crack.
You can teleport over there. It's your full move to do it. And with your extended sight, you see him falling into the blackness, yes.
Well, I can't do anything.
If you did not have your extended sight, you would not be able to see him, but yes.
Free falling. Second time this game.
You see him. He's falling and he bounces off some of the rocks. He's going.
But that was all I could do?
Yes, this turn. Next time you can maybe
shoot him.
Try something.
Well, yeah. Can I use this to...
You can burn it. You can extra effort and will be fatigued unless you spend a hero point.
Save it.
We trying to do save him?
Save it.
Yeah.
Trust he has him. A plan. Trust in Andre's plan.
He loves it when a plan comes together.
I think his plan's going to be, hey, this
is you?
Free.
Are you telling me that in my mind?
I can't say anything, Becca, but Andre's personal opinion is save it.
In Andre. All honesty, look, the mechanist is liquid. He, even if he's in the cracks of the earth, he's going to squiggle out. I can fall through orbit and not be burned. And falling into the core of the earth means it's going to suck, and it'll take a while for me to get up. But I'm not going to die.
And you'll have lots of shielding from the radiation of the sun.
Ha ha! No radiation!
Well, Torbris is up next.
Well, that didn't work. I think Eskimos.
I told you to leave him in that dimension.
I know, but he was burning down my headquarters.
Yeah, people get defensive when their headquarters start getting attacked. What? There are aliens in my headquarters? I don't care if they're my people. They didn't ask. Get off.
I'm sure you need to think I have to.
I was going to find an Eskimo to hurl at him, but that seemed very not heroic and kind of racist, actually.
Just take a penguin.
He tries to be heroic all the time. And he drops computers on people.
I did have a computer, drop the keyboard.
Haha. Same thing. Mental powers have.
Okay. I'm going to be done for now.
I don't record your character being very heroic. Of course, I'm going to speak. My character's nasty, mean, too.
He tries to be heroic.
Jack has never even tried.
Push me far enough and I'll try and take over the world.
Sweet.
I'm going to take over the world to save it from humans.
We have world peace.
I signed up for that one.
I'm going to take over the entire world to save humanity from itself.
See, my alien was trying to stop the other aliens from taking over the world.
All right, Cerberus, what are you doing?
The world was for monkeys, so.
Huh? Looking
for
monkeys?
Exactly. Well, he's moving away.
He's talking about...
I'm way away.
It's going to be quicker for me to run, right?
Yes.
I will book.
He looks like
I will try to.
What's your flight level?
12.
3 foot tall? Mm-hmm.
Why not? 50,000 miles per hour?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can keep it.
And you're all out.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to all out move.
Okay.
So I take off and he's hot on my trail.
Unfortunately, I can't, move around things like you. I just go through them.
No, I go through things. I have insubstantial.
Yeah, but see, when you go through things, it's like...
Yeah, my first army was just orcs. And I said, if I'm ever going to get this done, this is going to be scary.
Because I only have speed. I don't have...
Sign of the
emperor. All right, I'll book after him.
Okay.
Destroying
awesome.
Igloos and Eskimos.
I'll try to, along with my speed, I'm going to try to use my teleport too, but I want to try to get there as quickly as possible, if not before him.
All right, I don't think it's going to be doing an all-out move, basically.
Yes.
Spitfire.
Ah, my buddy Paragon has shown back up.
Yep.
Paragon?
That's the archetype. Archetype. You're a blaster.
Yeah, like Superman would be.
Like, oh. Yeah. Archetype.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to
attempt to grab
him. Superman was only like a 15.
Right. Okay. Well, you got to go ahead and grab him. That's what they usually put on.
So give me
attack check to hit him for grapple.
The Silver Surfer would be like...
Oh, hit him, give me grapple.
16,
17, 17. Mm-hmm. Galactus is X.
Galactus, yeah.
Unless, of course, you're in the zombie Marvel universe.
You find his grapple real quick.
Yeah, which they did. They eat everybody and come back to Earth.
Oh,
that was so messed
32.
Up.
32?
I rolled an 18.
I've only read a couple of them.
Yeah, he has a hand.
I've just heard about it online. I've heard about the general plot.
Yeah, it's twisted. And it's funny because you have the good zombies
and the bad zombies.
Basically, you grab him and you go to move him, and he's
your
flying.
Hands just slide.
But yeah, you don't really have a hold of him.
Fine. No, there's no fucking way to grab him. I was trying to make an elaborate looking strike. That's what I was trying to do.
Well, you can make an attack check for the strike attack, basically.
Oh, that was sick.
So, are those normal goblins or night goblins?
Those are night goblins. Night goblins are even cheaper than normal goblins. And
but they look cooler.
And they're even weaker than normal goblins.
They suck even worse than normal goblins.
Okay.
They
still look. Who all's back there?
The reason why I have them is I bought the Battle for Skull Pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic money.
You got, I would have bought
robot
just the
shooting
goblin
at
side,
the two people that are there at the time. It's you
bucks.
And you.
I got both the dwarves and the goblin.
What's your first?
Yeah, you could actually buy two of those and have a really nice size army.
Nine goblin army.
Yes.
Or even a dwarven army.
Yeah,
I actually thought about giving that at some point for my brother because he does dwarves.
And one will hit. Give me a toughness save. DC.
Currently, we're doing more bands, and I've so far wrapped eight people into it.
Cool.
18. Alex, I don't have time right now.
Yeah. Alex playing Empire. My sister's playing Tomb Kings. It's just.
That's cool.
It's fantastic.
Well, and it was $60?
Yes. Okay. Or? I got 18.
Yeah, I bought it when it was
got
$5.
Hit
before now it's 60 yeah. bucks.
Still, that's not bad for two basically small battalions, you might think, say.
Well, when you think about it, if you bought two boxes of Night Goblins, that's 70 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
There were equivalent of three boxes, 2 liters, two squads of dwarves, mm-hmm. I mean, for $60. Man,
yeah.
It was...
Ten warriors, eight
12 warriors, yeah. 10
hand. The little girl...
Eight miners.
Which are kind of useless, but... Oh.
Ahead of you.
No, they're not.
Ahead of you.
Right.
And then turns
you
around as you're running.
I found out you can't march when they come
to punch you if you go by.
No, not miners. They take
29,
there's only
right?
three units, three model units in the game
Let's
that march.
Let's see if they
on the table. One of them is the Tomb King. The
little girl just jumped ahead of you.
And Skaven.
That's my crazy. Boing.
A little boy mm-hmm. shot I-beams
yeah, at me. I think it's
funny
that the Skaven can't, because they have to take up out of the ground, too.
Yeah,
but I don't even get a pop-up anywhere on the table. I have to pick table edge.
It's table edge. So it's
table
like,
edge.
It's like the Gorger.
Except I don't get a march or anything. I can move an inch and a half onto
fun
the board.
At the wonderful...
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, that's why basically what I'm turning them into is warriors with great weapons.
Do you think he'll miss his toes on his right foot?
So they look really nice.
They look nice, but they're useless for their points.
I prefer the left foot.
I don't know if these are really those children.
Yes.
But I'm not going to doubt, like, I'm not going to take a chance on it, so I can't hurt them.
Bag the kid.
Just vortex them and suction the air out.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to have to do to knock them out.
They don't need to breathe.
Ah.
Children.
Well, you can knock them unconscious that way without hurting them.
Air is overloaded.
And the little girl was holding her dolly. It has the ruined eye that's always open.
And then she drops it on the ground, runs to her parents, it turns into a giant bear, chases you around the church.
No, wait, not under the reckoning. No, not under the reckoning.
Oh,
well,
no.
Trademark.
No, never bring up teddy bears in combat. Never. That worst boss fight. Even the boss was easier than that stupid teddy bear.
The vampire
yeah.
was easier than that teddy bear.
I hated that teddy bear.
Crap out of
Let's just
kid.
Tell my brother that teddy bear was
I
a bastard.
Can't. You can't beat the crap out of a kid.
I'm an innocent little child with glowing green eyes and a doggy with a
doggy. I'm going to spin and suck the air out to try to knock them unconscious.
Okay. It is a...
Right now, they're being used for evil anyway. So.
All right, what's the save on the... It's your air control, so...
I'm sorry you have to die for goodness.
What is your air control rank?
You're going to a better
rank
place.
Is 10.
10, so...
Jeremy says, "With a love ball, it's good." He must
trying to get. You gonna want to get both of them in it,
My
or just
one. If I can, I want to get both of them.
Give me a luck check real quick. We'll see if we can get both of them. You were running and you did really bad. So.
One up the hard way.
One up the hard way. Okay. yeah, I'll let you get. That's fine. You can barely get them both in. They're sort of real spread apart, but you can do it. And it's a fortitude save, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say.
Suffocated fortitude.
Right there. The boy doesn't look like he's too happy with that. The girl, however, just sort of looks at you with these big puppy dog eyes. And her curls that are glowing green, yes. And her dolly. And her dolly. And it's Jackster.
I'm just going to keep looking until I'm back in the base area.
Okay. With another full move, you'll be back at the base.
Okay.
And you'll see a whirlwind going on.
Okay.
How interesting. Praetorian looks over at you.
that the meddler has been dealt with.
Says that.
Now that the what?
Now that the meddler has been dealt with. Takes a swing at you.
I think you'll care.
18, right?
Right for the moment.
What?
I fixed your chair for 5 minutes. It's got the crack, so I pulled it up. The crack almost disappeared for a second.
Not my chair.
Man, swings and miss. Swing and miss. Mechanist.
Okay. Inside everyone's head, I go, I'm not sure if this will work, but I'm certainly going to try. I think I might be able to get you all free.
Free of what?
Now, I have quickness limited only to mental actions of 2,500 times.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to fry it as best I can with sending off as many different mental signals as I can.
Okay.
There's this gigantic feedback loop in our brains.
The world may lag.
Everyone give me luck check again, please.
What are you talking about? The world was fine until you came. We just fought Nazis all day. It was great.
Not great about fighting Nazis.
Did you want me to roll as well? I figured I'm already screwed up.
No, you don't need to roll. Even.
Even.
Two up.
Even.
I haven't rolled yet.
Three down.
12.
I have some D6.
12 down.
No, I'm not rolling your D6s.
I got two up.
I don't matter. I'll roll my own dice. Let my own dice damn me.
Dude. That's the best part of goblins.
Well, it was a six, but... Even.
All right. The next two turns, Jack is back in control.
Sweet.
Everyone else? What happened earlier with the world sort of stopping and doing
again,
this hiccup happens again.
What? Okay.
To everybody this time, yes. You guys...
Damn.
You guys are the only ones that seem to notice. No one else does.
So the...
None of the robot guys...
Or the polar bears or...
Or the polar bears.
They're just doing their thing.
Just hanging out.
The seal clubbers.
The Eskimo that you just bought a fish from.
Eskimo mama.
Yeah. That's what happened with that.
What is going on? Why did you mess my world up?
You're all gonna burn!
Ooh. Okay.
Your world was messed up before we got here.
No, it was fine. It was fine. We were fighting them. We were gonna win. You guys screwed it all up.
The little boy.
The world definitely didn't lag before you guys showed up.
Yeah, that's Magnus' fault. He does weird stuff like that.
I lag reality. I am so cool.
You are so mentally competent, you can make reality lag trying to catch up with you.
The little boy blips out. The reality folds around him. And then he's over by the little girl. And they hold hands.
They start singing Kumbaya.
And then everybody dies.
Wind Whistler, you're up.
They blow up the planet.
I don't know him, but I'm going to make a check anyway.
Can I still see him?
With your perception, yes. He's still...
Yeah, I'm going to try and shoot him with a net.
Give me an attack check.
Look now, free! Free fall!
Oh. Can you imagine the stopping and momentum?
You're falling into magma.
It's a good thing you have no spine.
Technically, I'm immune to area damage, so he will not hurt me. As soon as I hit the lava, then it hurts.
I'm
going up to the lava.
I'm sure 26 hits your defense. 26 hits your command.
Yeah.
Okay. You are suddenly in a net attached to a tether. As this arrow comes sailing down, you feel...
Do we spend more time saving each other than fighting ourselves?
Yeah.
He's on a tether.
I'll start pulling him up.
Just to let you know, I'm probably slowly oozing out.
You're
in the suit, too.
You're in the suit. Net.
Yeah, I know.
So you start pulling him up. Cerberus.
All right.
Another full move action, you will be at that site. You won't be at the base, though.
That's fine. I'm also... I got a 21 on Arcana. Is there anything that I know of that could do that? Or anything that I've ever, in my long history of being...
Cerberus.
Talking to dead people.
You would assume Zeus could probably do something with messing with reality like that, but...
Oh, he's really pissed.
Don't know, one, don't know why he would do things like that. So that's about the best you could get with an Arcana.
It would take, like, a major power.
Yes.
I have...
Okay. Well, I don't stop when I get there.
Oh, well, hold on.
Okay.
I'm just going to keep heading towards
the snot green.
Okay. Next turn you will arrive. Spitfire, you're up again.
That is a gorgeous shape.
See how I'm just trading blows back and forth with what's his name?
Yep.
I'm going to trade another blow.
Yeah, you're
going to
blow.
Hey, okay. Don't blow him.
Hey, are you tossing him off?
Got an email from him again.
Another email? What wording did it this time? Because at this point, I'm going to start emailing him back.
You thought it was funny because you finally listened to the episode where we discussed that.
I don't think I hit him.
What did you get?
I hit a 23.
23 will hit him.
Sure.
Nathan,
sure.
Hitting him is never the problem.
Yeah, getting through is horrendous. Tough to save. 27, you know?
He needs that on a 2! Because he's wounded.
You could critically fail.
You can always critically fail.
That's about the only way.
You do smack him, and he does take another bruise hit.
Yeah, he's
so surely he's being bruised.
Slowly but surely, you're knocking him down.
I wonder how much crap I have with me since I just ran up.
But I get up again.
I just ran across ocean and ice and through people's homes.
But I won't get up again. That last hit was a doozy.
How does she do this?
He tries to stop and ends up missing a foot.
one of my favorite things.
All right. Now who's over there? You're actually in that vicinity now. So yes. Are you. So are you. You're at the base. You're falling.
So
we got robot guy shooting at three of you guys. Do? What's your defense?
Now it'd be a 15.
Right.
One of my favorite villains, I was also playing a Freedom City game. It's Get Away from Larceny, Inc. She's a ability.
You get hit twice. For give you two toughness saves, DC Mighty 8.
And so someone was trying to bull rush someone.
I'm fine.
And she made him super speed right outside the building.
Yeah, I'm fine.
That was so awesome.
Stack of defense is a 20, right?
Yes.
They shoot and miss you horribly. Yours is an 18. They actually shoot and hit you twice. Give me two toughness saves, DC 18.
Nathan, can I see your character sheet?
That's a pass.
Yep.
Which one?
Which one's your
turn? A new one?
You do know that 18, unless I critically fail, it doesn't get past my toughness, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It only looks slightly.
They're minions. They gotta be annoying.
Yeah, first.
Oh, hit by radiation. How awesome is
that? It might mutate me into a three-headed person.
Or mutate my puppy!
Shoot it out! Shoot the puppy!
Where were you keeping that puppy when we were under the ice?
Under my coat.
Of course, it's always safe under the coat.
Exactly.
Alright. Little girl, little boy.
My hope is if I little run around with you guys enough, you'll mutate into a three-headed dog.
Actually, the little boy lets go of the little girl's hand. And then...
One of us.
They have blonde hair and blue eyes, and they walk into a field of corn.
Yeah.
Yay!
And then they're beaten to death with hammers.
Oh.
Ball peen hammers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's... My brother,
we're still running around.
He cannot play games that have creepy children in it. Creepy children just, it gets to him.
Okay.
And watch things like Saw and Laugh. And
she,
watch any horror
she sets her dolly down. And
there is something about
the clown doing this big thunderclap around her.
Because they're supposed to be so innocent, and then
yeah,
it's
basically
like, oh,
she's
they're
trying
evil, and they're going
to
kill you.
Cancel out your...
Like, children are the first children of the corn was actually creepy. There.
And then they kicked it to death.
Okay, yeah. But... The children in it.
No, no. It kicked the genre.
Yeah.
It's a 19.
Because they kept
and then
going.
You add your power level to it.
They should have stopped. They should have stopped the first one.
But they won't. Air bubble she creates dissipates your whirlwind that you
Holy
started.
Holy crap, she beat a 29?
Yes.
That's why I said, gotta hit him with something. Throw bolts at him. They're not real children.
And it goes to Blue Street. You're up. It doesn't do any damage to you. It just knocks.
Dissipates the
wind, basically. And lots of soldiers are now running around, and there's some more of those armored guys here, too. So, you know. Pretty minion.
Yeah.
They'll shoot at you and look menacing. We'll try to.
Not another jacket.
Your child wants your attention.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Stuff.
That's an 8.
Yeah, you got it. See, kids, soldiers, that's about it.
I can't attack the kids, even if their eyes are glowing green and they're attacking me.
Okay.
Fall back!
So,
fall back! I don't really quit me either. But I've sent him to an orphanage now.
I am heading farther into the base. I've got to try to get away from them.
Okay.
My goal is to find Nulia.
Alright. You run to the room where he was at, and he is no longer there. With that notice check, you're not going to see where he is this turn. So you can start looking for him, basically.
Okay.
But he's not in the same... He's not in the room he was in. Jack!
How far away from the base is their combat?
Give me notice check real quick.
13.
Okay, you don't see her item. Yeah, so they're the same thing. You see, 13... No, okay. Yeah, you see, that's a little soldier.
Nice to meet him in the base.
Penny, yeah. Who's he? There's a black and white cat outside.
It's looking at us.
Like, who the hell are you? He does look like he's... Who the hell are you guys?
Can you want in your face?
How far away from the base is the combat with Praetorian?
To go grab the key.
Probably about a double move from where you're at.
What?
Yeah, well, okay, it's a bit far. A move action from where you're at. I'd let you get there and be able to do something.
He's staring at us.
With your speed, actually, yeah.
I'm going to hold my action until Spitfire goes.
Okay. Delay. Praetorian goes. Praetorian is going to...
Still there, still staring at us.
That's weird.
Let Boris at it! Let Boris at it!
No, he looks too sweet.
I'm just hanging out, looking.
Oh, there goes.
There
you go. Quick, that.
So you guys have never seen him before?
We can drop another cat back
up. Oh.
Large white cat before.
Well, when he gets in, he needs to make a grapple check against him.
The green screen of death.
These shamans are better. The goblins are the worst.
It depends on what kind of magic you want. All of them, if you want to screw up the enemy, go with goblins. If you want to buff up your own guys, go with orcs. Because one of my favorite ones is Gork will fix it. Any sixes that they roll are now ones.
Wow.
If you cast that on a unit with an enemy caster in it, if he rolls two sixes, he now just miscast.
That's cool.
Well, he's grabbing you. I need a grapple check from you.
I can't beat his grapple checks.
Yeah, I know. I need you to roll. You could roll nat 20. Yeah.
Got a 1 in 5 chance of everything working out in your favor. But that time is not now.
No, I didn't get a natural 20.
Okay. You
I
are
33.
You are grabbed and then thrown.
Ow.
Chuck!
Let me see how far you are thrown.
Well, apparently it doesn't like that Deathbringer game.
No, I think that's what Deathbringer is supposed to do to the computer.
I kill your computer.
They're my favorite unit to watch die in Dawn of War.
Which one?
The cultists.
You have your calculator.
Yarkas! We'll fly 2 inches.
That's not good when the GM needs the calculator and he's not figuring out experience.
In the Mutants Masterminds game I ran, we actually broke the system. He flew farther than 2.5 million feet and knocked back.
That happened to me in the simulator.
It broke the simulator.
Wow.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was funny. You're the one who broke
Tac
the simulator.
Nine. Yes.
Tac
yes.
9 was broken, but he rolled a natural 20, so he took a bruise.
Yes. That was funny.
But I have no knockback, so I went flying. All right.
And what was funny was there's a haymaker down into the earth.
Ooh, maybe we can move your space station orbiting
there is no
this
space
dimension.
Not anymore.
It may be safer there. Now, then you can use your mind stuff on that.
Okay, you go flying 2,475 feet away.
That's not too bad.
Only about half a mile.
Yeah. He'll be back in no time.
Put on his coat.
I dry brushed it with gray.
Does that seem to work well, Lester?
Because it, I think it looks better.
Mechanist.
Okay. Blue streak. Move as many tree leaves as you can.
Oh, do I need to go get the others?
Move the tree leaves. Trust me.
Where?
Okay.
Where to move to? Just make them move on.
Jack,
the
are you with us?
I don't know how long.
Burn as bright as you can. As long as you can.
Is this going to be a friendly
Cerberus,
moment?
Break everything.
Okay, are you sure about that?
Midfire, radiation, everywhere.
When I try to do that. And I don't really like getting hit by
Wind Whistler, take out what robots you can. I will then extra effort pump you another 2 ranks into the mental quickness, getting up to 10,000 times. And say, prepare for more lag!
You go to exhausted then.
I go to exhausted. I will push myself to unconsciousness if I have to.
Okay. So essentially, you're instigating all of that, so everyone will have to take their actions as necessary.
Yeah, they can take their actions if they want, but if it's what I think it is.
Jack, you were holding.
Yeah.
Did you want to still hold, or you want to do something?
I'm holding until
Spitfire goes. Okay. Little girl bit you last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Little boy this time. Fires. Let me just make that.
I'm lost in initiative now. I don't know where we're at.
You go shortly.
Windwhistler goes
right. Windwhistler's going to go next, then you.
I guess he held his action. Okay, I know
he held his action, so.
Whatever.
I messed you up.
I don't remember where I'm at.
The boy. You're searching the base. Doesn't see you.
Okay. I can replace my cat.
So you don't know what the boy does.
I can pet him.
Wait, Whistler, what do you do?
Well, I've still got his rope.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stand on the rope, holding him above the fissure or whatever. How many robots are there?
Are there two lines of robots?
As many as we need, really. They're minions. There's lots of them.
Can you do like an arrow scan?
I can fire multiple arrows. My chances of hitting goes down.
Maybe you'll get lucky.
They are minions.
You know, I've been forgetting to do my homing things on my arrows. Alright. I'm doing disintegration.
2 arrows!
Can I do that as a split?
Other,
it doesn't say. If it doesn't list it, that means I cannot.
Right. With which one?
Disintegration. Antimatter.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a ricochet. It's not a split.
Okay.
With disintegration, ricochet, yeah. And if you want to attack a lot of stuff, you could...
You got those flare arrows, though. Be a huge radius.
Yeah. Your flashbang goes against 3 targets.
nor...
That won't disable them, though, will it?
Yeah. No, good.
It would certainly blind them.
If they're robots, you don't know what it will do to them.
Yeah.
You can... Your regular blast, I believe, can go up to four targets. You can actually go after four of them with one attack. Just with just a regular hunter, your hunter's arrow, just the blaster, okay. Blaster coil. It's just a straight attack on them.
I'll try
nothing
that.
Nothing fancy,
then.
But make one attack check. And it's versus all four, versus four of them.
24.
Oh, that hits all of them. DC of
27.
20, ouch. Let's see, their mighty toughness of plus 9. Negative, negative.
Do it.
Negative, way negative. Okay. You hit them. Four of the robots explode. Boom, 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 boom.
Keep doing that.
Is it the 4th of July?
Soon.
Cerberus.
Okay. Is there something large and explosive nearby? Like a missile, or a plane, or a gas truck, or...
You're at the base? No, you're at the base now, so yes.
Oh, I thought you were still in Alaska, or whatever.
It's like a fuel truck.
Okay, I'm going to pick up the fuel truck.
You pick up the fuel truck.
Is there anything else explosive?
Hey! Spike?
Like a cat or something?
I'm going to pound your face into the dirt, cat. Poor kid. Everyone else alone.
Okay. Something else explosive? Yes. I see a little flying saucer-shaped craft. There's a bunch of those. You know, there's trucks, there's buildings.
Also, can I trigger my fear?
You can trigger your fear, yes.
Okay, I'll trigger my fear.
Your fearful presence, yeah. Yes.
And then I'll pick up...
What's the DC on that, by the way?
No, he's not
15. Okay. Will, basically.
Some of the soldiers run away from you. Some of them are like...
That's okay. They can shoot me. I'm going to pick up the fuel truck.
They do shoot at you, but you know what?
Yeah. And then I'm going to hurl it at one of the saucers.
Okay.
Roar!
Give me a notice check while you're there.
I notice
that you have
that I have an 8 on this dice for my notice check.
I thought you were 19.
All right, then.
That was a 5.
When the moon meets your eye, you're blinded.
It's daytime. Okay. You don't notice anything.
That's fine. Do I blew something up?
you hurl that thing, and it lands on one of the flying saucers. And blows up in a giant fireball, and everybody dies.
There went our entire props budget.
Spitfire.
Sweet.
Jack, Spitfire.
Is that big enough?
Spitfire is going.
All right. We are all mentally linked through Mechanist, right?
Yes.
Okay. Spitfire, I'm here for now. Let's do a sandwich on Praetorian.
That just sounds incredibly wrong.
You hit him with a blast from
this
side.
This is not approved by the comics code.
Yes, I already
blast him up and I'll hammer him down.
That works too. And then I will.
Straight on flying by as he threw me, sneak shot myself around and zip back at full
speed. Okay. You guys are effectively doing your teamwork.
Yep. As long as I'm still in control of myself.
Why?
I believe Spitfire Strike has the higher bonus. So you need to make your attack check. You need to make an attack check against the... Make your attack check, you can see. Both of you make your attack checks against Praetorian.
30 to hit.
Yeah, that'll get him.
Minus 2. 24.
All right. That both hit. Who has the higher, basically, strike attack or attack at this point for this?
The cast for 2.
I have a DC 27, which is 12 as well.
Okay.
So they're equal.
So it's both exactly the same. So it's gonna, you're going to add 2 to it. So it's 27.29. Alrighty, let's see. As you are sandwiching him.
Now, wait a minute. A quick question. Before we... If I burn a hero point, I can add a rank, but is that still limited by power level of the game? Like, if I tacked on another rank to my blast, could we push that up another point?
Alright. You can extra effort to increase your power by 2 ranks for 1 round.
Oh. By 2 ranks?
Mm-hmm.
Is that capped by the level of the game?
No, I let it go.
And I will extra effort to burn those extra to get those extra two.
And then you can burn a hero, and you'll be fatigued. But then you can burn a hero point and be on fatigue.
Right.
Do you want to burn the hero point?
I know you like it, Jeremy.
Nice. So that puts us at what, 31?
Hmm.
I'm sorry when one goes for your legs.
Well, yeah.
All right.
It's happened.
A 31. Let us find out. Okay.
He's never meant to do it, though.
31?
No.
Nope.
Well,
Tigger once or twice.
They never mention it except when they did.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay, there is a mighty shockwave as the two of you impact on Praetorian. Who was already deafened. At a minus three. He is now stunned, staggered, and unconscious.
Yay!
He's out of fight for a while at least.
He failed by...
Critical failure.
Yeah, he rolled a one, and which means he failed to roll by...
A lot.
19.
Ow.
Yeah, that's definitely worth
it. Sucks to be him. He doesn't have any villain points left. Sadly.
Unconscious.
I was looking forward to that.
Spitfire, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be in control of myself, but that rocked.
Well, you're back at their site now.
Yeah.
More or less, you're back at their site. It's the middle ground. Robots are shooting at people. You're not there. You are... You're a target. You're randomly a target, but yeah, they go, hey, and shoot at the blur.
Shoot me!
Nathan, give me one toughness save, DC 18.
Shoot me!
Give me a toughness save, DC 23.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, I actually failed that one.
One critted on you. Take it
barely.
DC 18?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I only failed by two.
Okay.
I'm always amazed when I fail on accounts of
picture defense.
20, yeah, never mind. 2.
And Becca, they shoot at you and you laugh at them horribly and go.
Okay, I'm gonna bark the robot that shot me.
Alright.
Throw a saucer at
mark, him. You're gonna mark the robot?
I'm gonna mark him.
Mark him?
Yeah, okay. So now he's gonna take divine energy.
No, you're not a paladin.
Yeah. Actually, I've turned into a paladin now.
Okay.
Holy Avenger.
You're hauling him up. And then you see a little girl standing next to you. Cute little girl, holding a dolly, eyes glowing green.
That's never a good sign.
Mom, can you help me? Mom, I want my money.
That's what
she wants. She wants her
money. Mom.
And she says it in that voice.
I wet my pants.
And then punches you.
Okay.
Well, at least we know she has no problems reaching out and expressing her feelings.
Give me a tough to say.
Little girl has super strength.
And spank the ever-loving shit out of her.
21.
But that'll be all over your hand. All
right.
And 21. That's almost as good as I can do, so if that doesn't work, I'm screwed.
You're staggered.
Oh, jeez.
I'm screwed.
And what is... You're staggered, take another bruise pet. What is your knockback resistance?
Not much. I gotta find it, but I know
you
it's
have
like,
the compassion.
Oh, it's a
I won't want to hurt the little kid, but if it attacks me, I'm going to have to do something to it.
I'm still holding on to the rope, I think. Heroic thoughts.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's a... Okay. You go sailing off into the sunset. Like, way the fuck out there. Like, you're going into orbit.
We're gonna get you knockback protection. We're gonna buy it. We're gonna, like, get insurance or something. Because that's like... How many times has this happened throughout the whole set?
Everyone roll luck checks again, please.
Luck
checks? Yep.
Bugger. One down.
Gosh dang it, people. Son of a curse.
I'm blowing stuff up. She told me to do.
We knocked what's his name out? Praetorian, for the moment.
I can blow him out.
Don't worry, on my turn, I'm gonna move leaves.
When it gets to my turn, I'm gonna blow.
Do you want me to move
even
or something?
Low even, but still even. You do need to give me a roll. I'll check this time. You got one down.
I got an even.
You're even.
One up.
One up.
Even.
Two up.
Quite the lucky one.
Two up.
Nice.
I almost got three up.
Okay. You got one down. You're the only one, right? Okay.
Would be my fortune passing.
Reality sort of hiccups, and now you're in some big, you're on the, like, a big wheat field.
I hate you guys.
No. She's on a wheat field.
I'm on a wheat field.
Oh, okay.
She's on a wheat field.
All right.
You got even, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Even, you got one up. Even. And maybe
no,
you got even.
They're still subconsciously, I hate you guys.
Okay, those of you who got even, world does its wiggity thing.
I still hate you guys.
You're a bit disoriented, but you're still there. Those of you who all got one up.
Me.
World goes scrambled, and you see this like snow, like TV snow, basically in front of you for a second, and you open your eyes, and you have this sensation of something on your head, and you look around and you see these strange pink creatures that have these snouts, and they have these purple splotches on their face, God, and no hair.
Abducted by aliens.
They're very. They look alien.
Okay.
And they sort of look up at you and they chirp at each other, start hitting a few buttons on this big console, and then there's a sharp pain in your head, and then you're back where you were. And you guys give me notice checks.
Am I notice checks.
Was that for the ones or was that for the twos?
The twos give me notice checks, not you. Oh,
okay.
It's a bad.
You need to give me a will.
Star Trek or something.
12.
Okay, give me a notice check, you.
28.
20.
Okay.
I know nothing!
I'm flying through the air and I see all.
I fly through the air with a
great... Maybe you get knocked to Kansas or something.
Okay, so if I don't have you with me, you're falling again.
Unless you get fucked. You whip back and you're right where you were at with them. Oh, you got flown off, so yeah, you're falling again. I'm sorry.
I was in midair when that happened.
You heard something while you were in this strange environment. You remember being, it's like you're on some cold surface, things attached to your head, and there's this chirping sound, and then both of you heard those words.
Oh, fuck!
They didn't hear, oh, fuck. They heard these words.
Did you just hear cursing? Appropriate parts.
Massive degree, like, pat, pat, no! Those were not the words.
Because in various languages, Lucy, that can be quite interesting. Let's see.
You're in a field.
I have no idea where I am, but there's wheat.
There's a farmer over there on a tractor.
Wheat. I am going to move as much wheat as I can. I will make every grain vibrate in a different direction. That's what he told me to do, and something is clearly going on that he knows about.
Meanwhile, a tornado has started in Kansas somewhere.
If it's like a computer, then it's got to have RAM. And we can crash it.
So you're making stuff do its thing. Mechanist, you're up again.
Okay, well, at this point, I tell Jack, I'm not sure if you saw it, I tell everyone that basically, we're in the Matrix.
I don't know what that means.
You're in a computer program run by the minions of Lord Omega. They are going to use us like puppets. We need to break this computer now.
I want you to leave my world.
No one here is real.
I'm going to go get Zeus to zort you all.
Are we real? What do you mean nobody here is real? I've lived here all my life.
You're in a TV program. You're in a play. You're in an opera. You're in some... You were captured, and they're putting this into your mind. Like, I project thoughts.
But I'm not a person, so that doesn't work. I reject your reality and replace it with one of my own.
I reject reality.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll keep trying.
At this point, I will say, okay, I'll give it one last try, but I don't think I'm going to be conscious for much longer. And I push myself into unconsciousness with the hope to try and crash its computer one last time.
Alright.
I will try it. Here we go. I'll even throw in the most technological thoughts I can throw in here.
That's fine.
That's a 43 on knowledge technology to help break this computer.
Okay. Fine. I'll get back to you. It's calculating.
But that'll drop me into unconsciousness. Yeah. Come on, guys. Start making note of dicks, please.
Jack?
Yes, sir.
You hear this and sort of turn around, and there's a little boy floating next to you.
Floating?
Don't you have a job to do?
Says it in that voice, eyes glowing.
Don't I have a job to do?
My name is. What?
I might. I look back at the boy.
And he points down, and you see Nulia playing with these. Nulia's on this tarmac, basically, with all these machines out there. And Nulia has his hands over these four, what look like, they look like children's blocks, yeah. and he's piecing them together. And they got these wires coming from them. Meanwhile, in orbit, the minefield is starting to activate. Wind Whistler.
When do I land?
Do you land?
2 days later.
You're still in the air, but you're conscious.
Oh, right. How far away am I at this point?
You're probably stunned as well.
Shoot robots! Shoot robots!
Let's see. You are about... No, you would have reached terminal velocity. You are sailing at about 602 feet per round right now. So you're about good 1,200 feet away.
Oh, excellent. I can still see what's going on. So I assume that's within my 4,000 feet.
And you're really high up because you're heading into outer space.
Hold your breath.
No, wait. You can't breathe in outer space, can you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire. I'm gonna fire again like I did last time and try and hit. And I know the angle is gonna be off a little bit. Try and hit as many as I can.
Just hit for the curvature of the earth.
We're gonna adjust the Coriolis effect.
There we go. Some of these will burn up and
flat. You're like.
As the air gets thinner
as
and
you're sailing through the air. Like, this is probably the second toughest shot I've ever had to do.
That was the first. We don't talk about it.
Yeah, I rolled a 2, so I got an 11.
You have another hero point?
I do.
You could spend that, re-roll it if you want for hero effects.
Sure. I'm trying to damage something here.
Or something.
You roll less than
I
10.
I rolled a 9, so that 19. Makes it 19.
Right.
Plus
my 9?
Yes.
That would make it a 28. 28.
Okay. What is it specifically you're going at?
I'm using the same arrow I used last time, so the regular arrow. And I don't know what my angle is, but I was trying to get as many lined up as I could. So you decide how many.
Okay, against the robots?
Yes.
Okay. With a 28, you said? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You managed to skewer 8 of them in total, blowing several more up.
That'll work. I could go on.
You're now noticing what you could only call digital fragmentation and little gaps in the fabric of... Since you're so high up, you're looking down, and there are big gaps, like big block gaps in the Earth.
Oh, the aliens use Google Earth.
Cerberus.
All right, well...
Give me a notice check.
Okay. That would be an 11. But in ancient Greek, I'm going to say a prayer to Zeus and state, "Oh great Zeus, I know I have offended you, but if what the little blob says is true, please send me a sign." And then pick up something very large and explosive.
Throw it at little children?
No. Yeah. And blow up something else. But I will try to, because that's one way to get them to notice. Because unfortunately my notice is a 5.
You have notice? I don't have notice.
You are suddenly on Mount Olympus.
Ah, shit. With a tanker truck?
No. You're in one of their, you know, their lounge.
Oh, items. Yeah. I've never actually been in one of their lounges. That's kind of cool.
And there's a man standing there. The toga. Long curly beard.
Lightning bolt in hand.
Lightning bolts crackling around him.
Yo.
And he looks at you and says,
"I brought the puppy."
You are simply cloaked in a greater machine. It is through you that my brilliant plan will come to fruition.
And then his eyes start glowing green.
My offer, the ratio.
Holy crap! They take it over Zeus!
And I'll look around some of the servants or what other gods that are other presumably gods look at you and their eyes glow green. And then sort of scramble in and out like a digital picture going all funky.
Except I wouldn't really know what that is.
No,
except
it looks very weird.
Yeah. Oh god, it's the end of the world! We're all fudged! I'm going to flee as my little...
Oh, fudged.
Oh no, I'm unconscious, I can't say anything.
I'm good. Can I dimensionally travel out?
Yeah.
I dimensionally travel out, and I just grab whoever is close. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
I just grab... Who do I grab?
You're just randomly going back to Earth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't matter at this point.
You're in some random city, and you grab a guy.
Pray to your god! The world is ending!
Are his eyes green too?
And I'm going to grab my motorcycle.
He looks at you.
Get a job.
Says that.
What did you say?
Get a job.
I'm going to grab a motorcycle. Push. That's actually a nice headband for the end of the world. I think I will wear that.
Jack.
All right. Looking back at Nulia playing with the devices, this can't be good. Well, guys, one of two things is going to happen, and neither one of which are going to be pretty. I might be seeing you around.
We can't hear each other anymore, can we? If you're gone,
I'm standing. You're out in the middle of nowhere. Spitfire's nearby.
I'm using my speed,
and I'm going to.
The mental network is unconscious.
I'm going to fly over to Nulia and I pause there for a moment, look around. From deep within myself and my fiery being, there's this bright glow. It sort of swells. And
You start glowing horribly.
I start glowing horribly.
Spitfire, what do you want to do?
The world's falling apart?
Well, there's all these digital fragmentations everywhere.
Crap, I gotta find Blue Street.
I'm gonna go fly and grab a...
Wayne Westward?
I'm gone.
Yeah, she's currently in orbit.
Not as fast as I can fly. I'm gonna pull out, flat out move.
You can go. You go in the direction that she went. You don't actually see her at that distance, but you go in that direction to find her.
Nine, so.
Singularity, or Nulia, you come down, you start to glow, and he goes, "Oh, hi!" He said, "Well, you don't speak Russian."
No, I don't.
He says something in Russian, and then clips these two things together, and this big machine starts to hum and rattle. And he goes, and then shoots it with this energy beam. And those of you well away from this see this bright flash out there.
Oh dear. As I say into space.
The MOOCs, let's see, are all sort of going okay. Interesting.
I'm blind. Oh no!
They're not there.
Quite the jump there, Spike. My cat in service.
And as you're sailing through the air, when Whistler, little girl is next to you.
Oh, jeez.
No way! What do
you love, Mom?
Say it again.
Why do you love me, Mom?
Why don't you love me, Mommy?
Get out of my world!
Actually, it's our world, so basically you're in our world with the creepy children that you created in another world. Maybe your world doesn't exist.
Megan, stop! I'm going to start crying for my mommy.
Before the ice.
Good thing, are you going to continue doing your tornado?
Yep.
Things are starting to really lag around here. I mean, you're running, and I mean, there are brief patches where you're running through nothing. You're running through, like, blackness. And then you're back on the cornfield, or back on the wheat field.
I'll extra effort to run even faster.
Okay. Do extra effort to run faster. You're like starting to burn a ring, a crop circle. In the field.
What?
Doing that.
I sprayed EV.
You are fatigued. Things start sort of pixelating as you go by. Mechanist is unconscious. Wind Whistler, you're still sailing through the air. And there's a little girl next to you with her dolly.
I am not looking at that little girl.
Okay.
Oh, can I see him yet, though?
You see him booking it towards you, like, full bore, going as fast as you can.
Can I fire an arrow at him?
You can, yeah.
Or right next to him? With the rope attached to it? Is he less than 1,300 feet away from me?
He is less than 1,300 feet away from me, yes.
I'll attempt to fire it, like, you know, I don't want to hit him in the head or anything, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Roll of a 6. 15.
That will get it in his general vicinity.
Oh, good. That would work. I'll do that.
Cerberus, on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I gather from what road signs you're seeing as you drive by and they sort of blip in and out of where you're at and funky things start happening, like people start walking up walls. You're in Cleveland.
Bad AI path.
Okay. I'm going to extra... This is what I want to try to do.
Uh-huh.
I want to extra effort...
Uh-huh.
And try to picture Blue Streak.
Uh-huh.
And teleport to her area.
Okay.
If I extra effort, it gives me up to 200 miles.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Because the world's ending. Right. The gods have gone insane.
Uh-huh.
And I can't be afraid and I'm afraid. So, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You blip out, and you extra effort, so you're exhausted, or fatigued, sorry.
Fatigued.
And you hear, driving alongside her, she's running around, and even she is sort of pixelating and jittering now and again, but you do see him, and he's doing the same.
Zeus has glowing green eyes, as do all the other gods. I do believe that what the Christians say, Armageddon, is upon us.
Spitfire, there's a rogue right next to you now sailing from...
She just keeps running.
From,
That's right, I'm just keep driving on.
You grab it?
Yep, pull her in, and then I'm going to just let loose the field radiation around us.
Okay. You hold her close in your arms.
The little girl made her go away!
I don't want children!
I am now pro-abortion! I am now pro-abortion!
You look over, there's a little girl floating next to you guys.
I am so wrong.
Hi, Daddy.
Glowing green eyes. There's that.
Oh, look, it's Bioshock.
In space!
Why are you spinning?
At this point, that
running.
Flash
Why are you running
over in
faster.
The distance erupts, and then sort of, and everything stops as it hits. And there's this massive fireball, and you see this sort of swirling vortex of nastiness inside this ball of entropy that's created over there. And everybody immediately... You're running around, you're driving around, you guys are flying and doing your eruption. The whole world goes to this black void. As you're standing, you guys can all give me notice checks.
Well, this is how it ends. Hey, I actually crit on that. 25.
Okay.
27.
With a critical.
27. Okay.
Do I need to give a notice check?
18. No.
18.
Yeah, but mine was a natural 20. So.
9.
You're unconscious. Okay, everybody will see each other floating in this void, probably, you know, a good distance away from each other. You two are close to each other, but you look up and you see a little speck over there floating around, and it looks like him.
Possibly the universe.
You look over and you see those two flying around and, you know, with this big bubble of energy going around them. But the thing is, you're all looking at each other and all your heads are shaved and you've got these holes in your head.
What?
And as you sort of look at each other, these wires sort of start to appear where the holes are coming from. You reach up and grab it. You pull it out. You're holding it. Another one grows in where it was.
Do this all day. We have eternity in this dead, desolate universe and that then you guys caused.
The black void you're looking out in sort of takes, you notice is more now of a two-dimensional black void. You're looking at a giant monitor, more or less. And it's sort of goes jagged for a second, flutters, and then this scan line just comes down, this one little white line, all running along the horizon, and flips out to a single point.
In the beginning, there was darkness, and then a single light appeared. And God
Welcome
spoke.
To the Big Bang. You recreated it.
And then you find yourselves waking up. You guys, your heads are on... feel like they're on fire. You look around and something jostles you around. And go ahead and give me luck checks real quick so I'll see you do it or
that's not good. I'm rejecting this reality.
Oh my god.
Oh, you got worse than I did.
Yeah.
Three down.
Oh. You don't know one second to go for you. You go three down.
Even. Even. Three down. You don't need to roll.
I'm dead.
I've got two down.
Two down.
Even the hard way.
Even the hard way.
My eyeballs are bleeding.
You're not dead. I am dead.
What'd you roll?
No, he went.
I don't roll.
He went and sacrificed himself to make Nulia a supernova. As I'm figuring, Omega Mate was trying to use her as. Actually, use a real tachyon bomb on her.
One down.
One down.
But that's just a few.
Okay. Nobody got bonuses. Those of you who got even the hard way, or even, I should say, your eyes flutter away and you feel jostling around like you're riding in the back of something. And you look around, and you see some of your compatriots there. Those who rolled even are the ones who wake up first.
What did you use?
You look around. You see him. He's sitting. He's sitting up against. You're in this big metal, grungy metal room. It's got like some rust marks on it. It looks like rust marks. That might be dried blood or something. There are other people in this room. But I'll get to them. You look around, you see him. He's leaning up against, sitting on the floor, leaning against one of the walls. He has blood coming out of one nostril. Rattles around a little bit. You see there's several, his head is shaved and there's several holes in his head on one side. Which probably can't be good. Look around more. You see him, not in a suit. None of your devices are with you.
I figured.
Just blob on the table.
Machine and bucket. That wires in it.
And what did you get?
Even.
Okay. You're awake. He's awake.
It's a.
And looking around.
It's an old dream.
He doesn't look too worse for wear. He's a gray alien dude, so he's really, and he's liquid. Anyway, you looking at her? Her head is completely shaved, and she's got these not holes in her head, but like ports in her skull. Look over at him, and it looks like that's what he had, but they were removed.
Maybe because he kept regenerating or something.
Battery yanked him out.
I'll be okay, even if it kills me.
Look around. Do not see Jack. And you would have seen Jack. You don't even see him in his fire form. You don't see his human form anywhere either.
Is there a
Spitfire over? See Spitfire over there. Spitfire, you got one down, or you got even?
I got one down.
Okay, he's still unconscious. He's actually partially charred. His skin is. You look over, and you do spot her. She's actually lying on this flat metal table next to the bar wall, hooked up to several machines that seem to be doing like these. Expanding and expanding, collapsing thing, and there's various monitors going on. Her head is shaved. She's still hooked up. There's lots of things still stuck in her head, and various medical readouts. You recognize a lot of it as some of it was Acadian technology, probably.
Jerk still blew up my homeworld.
Well, you know, making on without breaking a few eggs. Yeah, that's what you're seeing. And looking around, you start seeing a few familiar faces in some various modes of disarray. You see Johnny sitting over there, unconscious still. And you see Blackout, the guy with the guy, one of the guys on the. You see all the guys who are on the. Aircraft carrier, guy with the darkness tendrils, unconscious as well, shaved head, all that.
All the superhero supervillains.
More or less, except for you don't see Praetorian, Lady Liberty, any of the named ones that you would recognize. The ones that you like, the Japanese. You don't see Crimson Katana, or you do see some of the other Chinese guys and various. There's the Nazi Ungerhurst. Like, he's not in a Nazi getup now.
Also, like the Green Knight and all that.
There's a little boy who is Wonder Kid. Wonder Kid. Not the, you don't see the little girl or the little boy. Yeah, the boy, they're not in here.
God.
I could dress Wonder Kid up for you.
True.
When she wakes
and
up,
you guys don't
there.
Seem to be shackled, but you see he's awake. You see she's awake.
I ooze out of my bucket.
What is going on?
We were captured, and we were being used to try and destroy the world for Omega.
I had to go and ruin it for him.
I'm assuming the creature that was Nulia was his.
The world is moving awful slow to you. You feel like you've been drugged or something.
I think. Hold on, let me.
And yes, I know you have the NAC.
Oh, thank you.
I think he was using Nulia to try. Using us to try and activate Nulia, which would have destroyed the world. That's my theory.
Just a fake reality.
Why would putting us in a fake reality do that?
Because then we would destroy our own world, I don't know. Maybe he has a sense of poetic vengeful at this, I don't know. What we need to do is we need to get everyone up and see if we can get out of here.
Yeah, I'll go over and try to wake up Cerberus.
Okay. Go over to poke him or shake him, whatever, wake him up. This black stuff sort of oozes out of the holes in his head. There's about 8 of them.
I've got black stuff.
Why haven't those healed?
And you're starting to come around, and you're in a severe amount of pain.
I am never in pain.
Life shouldn't hurt this much.
Yay! Oh, don't talk so loud.
Your vision blurs a little bit, and there's some figure or form in front of you. Clears up a little bit. Hey, it looks kind of like Blue Streak, except with no hair, and like she hasn't bathed in several weeks. And she's wearing like a... You guys are wearing these... You're not wearing anything. You, however, are wearing this... Basically like a painter's outfit, a gray jumpsuit.
Okay, what just happened?
The entire world
and
wasn't real.
You see all these ports on top of her head running back. Good, like eight or nine on each side of her head.
So am I connected to anything?
No, but you feel your head, and yeah, there's like these metal, what you would akin to bolts or something on top of your head. Like
did you guys
head.
See the phasing in and out? Did you see the page?
Oh, God.
No.
They're here.
I think we were attached, but they moved us down here. I'll go over and try and medically examine
Don't
her.
Don't eat brain goo. It's gross.
And find out what it is.
It's brain goo. It came out of those holes in your head.
It should be healing. Break my finger.
You ever look at her?
Ew.
I want to see if
she's not doing well.
No.
Don't worry about it.
Not doing well at all.
She doesn't matter.
You don't see her bow anywhere.
This is real, I think.
No. This is not
she's
real.
You.
They.
You don't have anything really to do
anything
with her. They've got her on effectively on life support to keep her alive. You're pretty sure that...
Why would they want to keep any one of us alive?
She is alive. If you disconnect her, she might or might not survive. For some reason, she's still hooked up, though.
What I would like to try and do is, since I'm a tinker, to try and basically get it to, I don't know, like supercharge or maybe turn into like a healing bed, because we did see some of those at the Freedom City, or at the Freedom League, about last campaign.
Yeah.
And see if I could try and modify to that, so use like the try and do a supercharged healing thing to try and fix what I can.
Okay. Just start working on the machine.
I'm going to try one of my powers. Does anything work? All right.
Here's a question.
You try, and you don't know why, but nothing happens. You're not healing because your head really, really, really hurts.
Is there a phone? Stumble around.
He's wearing a gray jumpsuit as well.
Sit down.
You said none of our powers are working. Does that include my telepathy?
Yes.
Okay, so I have not said anything.
All right. Gotta look outside.
Slime.
Because that sticks.
Is there a door?
Yes, there was a giant. There was one giant door and one in one of the walls.
I'll feel it and try to go insubstantial. I assume I can't.
Can I punch it?
I mean, this is an odd experience for you, especially because everything is so slow now. You feel like you're moving through molasses. This is just, like, weird.
Is Johnny here, too?
Well,
yeah, everyone's here.
All my
I'll try to wake up
stuff.
Johnny and Spitfire.
No, that would have been Cerberus.
No, I'm the one with the holes in the head.
No, and blood was running out of one of his.
That's okay, though. I'm not too worried about that.
It's the brain juice he's worried about.
It's these bowling ball holes, these finger holes that I had.
Well, I still have my strength, so I'm going to try to open the door.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
That would be a crit.
Okay.
So that would be a 30.
Door opens. This alien walks in. This not one of the pig guys. He's silver-skinned, about 7 feet tall, very thin. Head is shaped like an oval. He walks past you.
Grab.
Goes over towards her.
No, I will grab him.
You grab him, and he goes, and he's wearing this gray jumpsuit. Like, can I help you?
You have exactly.
You see these laser burns on his head.
Sorry about that. You are useless.
It's okay. I get it a lot.
Hey, wait.
Over to where she's at.
I need medical treatment for all of us.
All right. As soon as the medical equipment is not being used.
Right. I'll just walk out.
Back over where you're tinkering with stuff.
I'll just walk out.
Walk out. Look around. Dingy corridor with these grated deck plates.
I'm going to go look around.
Okay. Starts going off. You run it. There are a couple more people. all these gray jumpsuits. Some of them, you do spot, they're all various, like, picture walking in the Mos Eisley Cantina, you know, being the Babylon 5 aliens. Like, a smorgasbord of creatures.
I need one that...
Some of them have these strange scars on their heads, yes. Some of them have strange scars elsewhere. But some of them don't, or don't appear to.
I need one that doesn't.
Back. Grab a random guy with these purple tentacles coming out of his head.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
Now, where am I?
Well, I don't really know the name of the ship, but you're on a transport.
Going to where?
Oh.
What ocean am I on?
Ocean? No ocean. I don't know what you're talking about. No water around here. Well, there's the water reclamation. We're lucky they give us water, really. You know, it's nice of them.
Who's them?
Well, the Omega drones, of course. Lord Omega.
I don't know who that is. Now, I'm
don't
obviously
know who Lord
in
Omega
an alternate
is?
Reality.
He makes some sort of sign.
Right. Boogie boogie boo. I have holes in my head that's gooing with this. And I have a friend who's very unconscious, and we all have holes in our head. Now, take me to your leader.
Well, there really isn't one.
Take me to your doctors.
We have a couple of them. Some of the abandoned ones, the ones with the scarring, have been programmed with some medical knowledge.
Fine. Send them all to the room I was just in.
What room was that?
It was a room down there with a bunch of us in there and a blob.
Uh-huh.
Send some drones over there. And then take me to the pilot of this ship.
Okay. not sure really where the pilot of the ship is. As far as I know, we're on autopilot.
Where?
One of the standard transports to Codrak.
Okay, if it's a ship, that means there's some sort of ship driving mechanism. Or is that?
Engineering? The drive? I really have no idea.
How about a pilot house?
Pilot house? No. I've explored some of the ship, but it's pretty big. And I don't know, can't really tell you. I haven't run across anything like that.
All right.
You let us wander about, and we have to go to the food vats now and again to get some food.
Take me to the food vats, then.
Oh, okay, yeah, the one on this level is over this way. I know your head's leaking.
Don't talk to me about head leaking.
So where did you learn Sarlaxia?
Second, one power is working.
Or just everyone in space speaks English.
Possible. I've always known that.
Did I understand what the lobotomized guy said?
Uh-huh. Maybe they have translators.
He's going up. The lobotomized guy come over and goes, greetings.
Okay.
Pets her on the forehead a bit. It'll be okay.
Oh, God. I'm going to get...
Okay, just a few things. Look over at what you're doing. Starts wandering off again. You're waking Johnny up. I'm going to shake Johnny. Like, oh. Anyone get the license number of that train? Oh. Oh. Hey, you going for a new look? I like it. It's very grunge. That's real.
I don't know what that means, but you have the same look that I do.
Oh, man.
We all do.
I knew he would be the
most upset
about it.
This was so last year. Okay, where... Huh? What's going
on?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, last thing I remember was I saw a fist. And then I saw a road.
Praetorian knocked you unconscious, and I took you to a hotel to rest, and then the world melted.
I don't know why there was a camel, but there was a camel. Or was it a yak?
I don't think it matters, but the world melted.
Oh.
Or it's you really funny, and then it looked like all of these different squares.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Then we were in this metal room wearing jumpsuits with our heads shaved.
Okay.
And I don't have any of my powers.
Oh, well. Dang, maybe why? Oh, God, how many people live?
I hope he doesn't say that.
It's slow, isn't it?
Wow. I thought it was just tired. Oh, God. This sucks. This is worse than San Francisco.
The Wind Whistler doesn't look very good, and neither does Spitfire.
Ooh. All right. Oh.
Jack doesn't seem to be here.
I recognize some of these people.
Some of them
are starting to stir a little bit. Huh. Okay.
Look for the chart smoldering table. That's where I was.
They don't bother bringing your table down.
Hey, little guy. You're doing good.
Creepy when you can't talk.
He's not talking to us, man? Ooh. You can't talk to...
Shouldn't have done that.
Should we try
to wake up Spitfire or let him sleep? Wake him up? Go and try to wake up Spitfire.
The ultimate granny flaps.
You're being shaken awake, Spitfire.
No way.
Wake up!
Wake up! Oh, man.
Yeah. That's certainly not a term I would use for you right now.
Not. Hey, look in the mirror, man. You look the same way. Except you got a wire sticking out the back of your head. He still has, he has jagged wire coming out the back of his head. And it's still in one of the ports.
That's odd.
Yeah, there's something there, and it feels really funky when you hit it. Sort of like someone's sticking a nail in your funny bone.
Nail. That's not that. Right.
Oh. Huh. Working on her. She's in critical condition. You managed to modify a few things. You managed to modify a portable life support system for her.
Okay, I get a 40.
You get a portable life support system for her, and you can wake her up.
Sport.
You're on a beach, and the water is lapping up on you. It's very comforting. But there's. You're lying on a rock or something that's poking you in several places. And it kind of is annoying, actually. And it feels like these crabs are biting you, and you're on a metal table now. Look over, and you see this incongruous gray blob dude going. And you don't recognize him at first.
I screamed. And then I really, really hurt.
Yes. And you recognize that it's, you recognize that it's the methods. And standing next to him is Johnny. And as described.
I think he wants you to get up.
It's the portable life support unit. Oh, he can't talk. For some reason. for some reason, we're... God, how do people live?
I
want
to go home.
Yeah. I'd much rather be in 2020. Guy. Whose name is Jax? Takes you into this room. It's a big room with these banks of bays all on the walls, and there's a lot of these other people. A lot of people in here. A lot of aliens in here. And they're all they all have these purplish concave containers that they put in the bay. This slot fills it, and then they take it out. And they walk over, and then some of them are talking, and drink some big drink from it.
Right. Where do I get the purple containers, Mr. Jax?
Right over here. Goes up to one of the bays. There's three buttons. There's green, yellow, red. Hits the green button, and one of the purple containers falls down. It's the yellow button. Slot fills it. Do you want dessert?
Yes.
It's the red button. Some more slop goes in. Takes it out. There you go.
Okay, now I need you to do that. Oh, well, just move out of the way. Bing, 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 bing. I'll just keep doing it until I have enough for everybody.
Okay.
So, you don't know where, like, the pilot is in this ship?
All right. If I knew, I'd tell you, man.
Right. How do I get back?
Oh, back where?
Back where I was at. Lead me back to where I was at.
Okay. He takes you back to where you met.
All right. I know where to go from here.
He follows you. So where are you from?
Hades.
Haven't heard of that planet.
Not a planet.
Not a planet?
No.
Oh, another dimension. Okay. That happens.
It's where the spirit...
What planet's it on, though?
It's kind of on, it's not really on a planet.
Okay, so it's sort of one of those other dimensional, right.
It's where the souls of the dead go, sometimes.
Ooh, orbit.
Sometimes. Right.
He comes walking back in with a half dozen of these big purple containers that are about that tall, that wide, and they're shaped like an hourglass.
Chunk. This is Jax.
You see that she's awake, he's awake, Spitfire's awake, Johnny's awake, she's awake.
Okay.
Can you find out anything about where we are?
Yes. We're on a ship. It's not on the ocean. Which means it's probably in outer space.
Oh, not now, again.
We're on... What, hey, Johnny. What was that? What was that guy's... He said Lord such and such.
Did you get anal probed too?
Lord such and such.
What? Lord who?
Jax. Yeah, you said Lord... You worship some Lord...
Oh, you're talking Jax.
Yeah.
Lord Omega?
And blah,
Johnny goes, oh, crap it up, man.
Okay, blah. Here's the thing. That is creepy. You need to eat more protein.
What's wrong with Lord Omega? I mean... He's the ruler of the known universe.
Right. Some sort of transport ship.
My condolences. I hope he didn't destroy Hades. You know, it's best to let those ties go and move on with your life.
Jax, I know we just met, and I don't usually punch people through walls, but if you continue along that particular line of conversation, our friendship will have to end.
You have to save that for karma.
What's Karnax?
Karnax.
Karnax?
What's Karnax?
What's Karnax?
You can get me, you have well informed.
Yes.
And you would have.
I think I have well informed as well.
You wouldn't have this well informed. This is okay. More an intergalactic thing. But Karnax.
Is there a telephone, Mr. Jax?
What's a telephone?
29, without rolling.
Karnax is the Karmax. Yeah.
It sounds like a prison.
Karmax.
Karnax is a planet in the Doom Coil in the negative zone there. That
is that is that an Omega Drone factory?
No, it's essentially it's the planet of. Let me get the actual description here.
Go for it.
It's that one place, you know?
It's that one place. It's that one thing, planet. The other guy, with the thing.
Let me get straight. We escaped from the atomic brain only to be captured by Omega.
And you destroyed my world.
Your world never
Not necessarily.
Eh.
So, if your world never existed, are you really from Hades?
Spirit of Jack. Wherever you are, don't talk to me.
But if that world never existed, where did we come from?
I think that world did exist, and we were captured.
But then how did they get into that world? And why did it melt like a...
We all might be in a different world now.
Ooh, ooh, charades! Charades, I love this game!
Andre? Your father had some fucked up software.
Atomic brain one? Made stuff explode.
Circle squares.
Nice.
Your dad's perverted.
Okay, we got walking.
Strip poker.
We got...
Point of Jax.
Yeah, I got Jax. Alien.
Pray. Worship.
God.
King.
Ruler.
I make the Greek sign.
Oh, okay.
Of Omega.
Omega.
Uh-huh. Omega is like the king of the universe or something like that. That's what he said. I don't do charades. So you're going to have to, like, write it.
There you go.
You know...
King Omega.
Here.
Lord Omega.
Here's some.
All right. Karnax.
Lord Omega captured us.
Karnax is the gladiator world pit of the mixed murder arts, where elite soldiers from conquered worlds fight to the death for the honor of becoming Omega drones.
Kill me now.
Inside Mechanist's head. Okay, time to crash this transport. I begin
Now, Jax knows. Jax, you know where the engineering room is, right?
Like, vaguely, really. Sealed off.
We need to break it or modify it or something, Mr. Blob. Do you want something to write? I got plenty of goo here. You can just write. Because it's coming out. But.
So what planet is... I would ask you, but you can't talk. What planet are you from? You kind of look like... Are you from Hades, too? You look like him.
Drag.
Oh, drag. I heard of Earth. Man, Omega hates that place.
Jax.
Lord Omega. Lord Omega Almighty.
Yeah, yeah.
Hates that place.
Yeah. Jax, can you take us to the engineering room, please?
No.
The...
He's going to hit me in the face.
You want me to leave? I apologize.
He wants you to take him to the engineering room. And I will go with you. Here, get in your bucket. Strangely, the bucket survived the collapse of the world. I don't know how.
I think it's probably a different bucket.
No, I see it's inside Blob.
It's written in brain juice.
Okay. It's coming with.
Okay.
I am.
We should bring everybody who can go.
Okay, everyone who can go.
So a human mob walks down the hall.
We are not going to stand for this.
Okay, now.
It's like there is a reason he hates our planet, and we are here to guarantee that it becomes even worse.
I'll give you a few pointers about being here, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't look a lot of people in the eye unless you want to assert dominance. There are a lot of tough gangs running around. We have to go through some nasty sections to get to where I think the engineer... I think it's there. It is sealed off, and it's where I think it would logically be. Okay?
That's fine, Jax.
So if it's not there, please don't punch me.
You won't be punched, Jax. The only thing that will lead to your punching is continuing the conversation that we had before.
I was a songwriter.
Oh, okay.
I don't like fighting.
Well, good. Then stay with us, Jax.
So
you'll be okay.
Why do you want to transport to the fighting planet?
Oh, my homeworld was taken over by Lord Omega, Almighty Lord Omega, so he could get more Omega drones for the army.
Do you like him? Lord Omega.
Lord Omega is all-knowing and all-powerful, and I will not besmirch his good name.
So is he listening right now or something?
Lord Omega listens to all. He is omnipotent and omnipresent.
Mr. Lord Omega, once I find you, I'm going to rip out your spine.
Lord Omega is merciful.
I'm going to destroy you.
He could have destroyed my planet. Instead, we get the honor of fighting the big Omega drones in his army.
Why did he pick a songwriter to go fight the Omega drone?
He works in mysterious ways. He's a wise, wise lord.
Or you were the only one left.
Yeah, we're still moving.
Yeah, we're still moving.
The bucket is squirming.
Jack,
sloshing back and forth.
I will not argue with your... I understand that you're fearful, but that's ridiculous.
Why don't we have our natural abilities?
You're sort of oozing there.
It's okay. It's just my brain juice.
And you look kind of bad. No offense. You're probably very attractive for your species. But you don't look too good.
I'll survive.
Do you know what the things in our heads are?
No, I've never seen those before.
Quick, I'm get the humans scientist, distracted, so. Otherwise they might get uppity. Television, it distracts them.
Okay, but...
it's okay, it's just my brain. I've had worse.
We are...
Could I make like a life science or maybe a technology or something? Because I have, I don't know, trying to identify the brain juice.
Brain juice? Sure.
Is it like his divine essence oozing out or something?
Mega check. It's a fairly easy one. Just go roll along.
23.
Okay. More than likely, it's some sort of byproduct from the machine being compatible with him.
As soon as you try and put it in your mouth, I slap your hand.
That's two of us telling you not to eat it. That's gross.
I'm gonna put it back in my body.
I got this buddy. We're passing by his place. He can probably fix you up a bit. He knows a bit more than the He knows a bit more than the dispossessed people about patching people up, so...
Good, and let's stop there.
Yeah. Points at one guy who walks by who's got these scars, sort of looking off and vacant. It's not one of the tall, silvery dudes. It's just another random, you know...
It appears his soul has been taken.
And he just walks by.
What happened to them?
Well, some people are always left on the ship to help tend to wounded or to do maintenance on various things. And they're programmed with various duties, you know, janitorial work, you know, cleanup and various things.
They're servants and slaves.
More or less, yeah.
Charming.
Rumor has it they were proved to be unworthy as Omegatrons, so they got put here. I anticipate that will probably be my most wisest choice from Lord Omega for my
I have an idea.
My fate.
Let's not do that. The whole, you know, it irritates me. And I'm the more present threat.
Okay.
Right, we're going to stop his buddy. He's going to stick things in my head, and we're going to move on. Is that fine with the mob?
Fine.
The mob of
mob?
Human.
Well, we try to get everybody to be...
Mob?
All those are like...
The large, unruly group.
Oh.
You know,
there's a lot of those around here.
Us angry earthlings.
See these guys with these red necklaces? Don't bother them. They're nasty. They're mean. Warning you.
Dax, if you stay with us, you'll be okay.
Yeah, well, my buddy is right over here. He goes up to one of the doors, goes, bang, bang, bang. There's a... And there's a good 15, 20 people inside the room, all various aliens, all look to be injured. Various states of disrepair. None of them have the weird holes in their heads and stuff. That's sort of like a mishmash of some green-skinned people with these little antenna and big white eyes. So the room's fairly full, and he goes, "Hey, we're here to see the healer. Hey, where are you at?" And you hear a voice coming from the other side say, "Oh, come on in. Come on in, Jax." As the crowd sort of parts as you guys walk in, and looking around, and you see standing there is a human with sort of this scraggly brown hair, very scraggly beard, very disheveled looking guy, wearing tattered clothing, and Spitfire Mechanist and Wind Whistler can give me intelligence checks.
Have eidetic memory to perfectly recall anything.
And sitting on this table next to table next to him is.
It's not me.
What is it you look like now?
Currently, I am wearing a pair of brown, probably khaki pants. They look a little like they've seen a little bit of action, and a blue T-shirt that just barely. Is big enough for myself.
I assume it's public defender.
Very muscular.
Public defender and Joel.
And the hair is now kind of red instead of the brown that it once was.
Yeah, look, that guy, you guys are pretty sure looks like public defender.
I rolled a one.
Except he has reddish hair.
I don't know.
Well, you do recognize him. The other guy just looks like some bum.
Oh,
I have eidetic memory.
Yes. There's the one guy who's the disheveled looking, and then there's another guy
that looks like
public defender. Except he's wearing khakis and a blue shirt, black shirt, whatever.
I rolled a 5 and got a 24. I'm assuming it's John, his friend.
Yes.
If it's public the defender, then it's always...
It's John, the homeless guy.
Yeah. The hobos unite. I understand. Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, hi. Nice to meet you guys.
What are you doing here?
Huh?
I got a 20.
Yeah, you recognize it. Huh?
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I had to find you guys. Little James here was having an issue, having a problem I had to fix for him. But he's doing much better now, so...
Now that Jack and I are back together, we are much more whole, and we both solved some of our problems. I learned the importance of having the fiery passion that Jack had, even though it was misdirected.
Oh dear, you.
And
I don't know who you are.
And
my name's John. Please come here. Sit.
Self-sacrifice for the better good. So
it's still coming out.
Oh, and Wind Whistler. Come on. I'll fix you guys
so
up.
So John put us back together again.
Yay. You mean I don't have
Humpty
to
Humpty Dumpty and all, you know.
It's John's homeless guy, the same homeless guy from the... Awesome.
Yay, it's Jesus Christ!
Jesus Hobo. He sits you down and he sort of goes, huh.
I believe my divine essence is leaking out my head. Can
no.
You please put it back?
No, it's just some sort of byproduct. You'll be fine.
I ate a lot of that stuff.
Starts wrapping some stuff around your head. There. Keep that on for a little while, for a couple days. You'll be fine. Look at you. Oh, all right.
What's wrong with me?
Well, it looks like you had an adverse reaction to something. I'm guessing it would be 23 holes in your head.
Yeah, we all have holes.
Yes.
Can you get that cord out of his head?
Oh, my. Yeah, I think I could probably work something on that. But come on in, guys, and sit down. And
why did no one else have the problem I had?
Huh?
Why isn't anyone else sick like me?
I've got holes.
Bad luck.
Got,
think of it like you had an allergic reaction to the system.
Okay, I'll help you get that out.
I go. Try and form it into something falling.
Yeah, can you help our blob?
No, I think he's just sort of stuck that way for the moment.
That sucks.
Yeah.
As long as he can repair this thing.
John, I don't suppose you have paper and pencil around here somewhere.
Huh? You probably scared something up.
Oh, good.
Hey, yeah. Well, thanks. An alien yellow guy wobbles off. These big duck feet wobbles off. Comes back with this rolled up paper that's very cloth like, and this long black stick that comes to a point.
All right, I will pass those over to the mechanist.
What is all? Jax is still standing there.
I see you lost your again. Okay.
John looks at you guys. So what are you doing?
I'm going to find engineering, turn the ship around.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we can probably do something to help you with that. What do you think? You up for an adventure?
I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm assuming since the mechanist can't speak, that some of you have noticed that you don't have all of your full range abilities.
That's okay.
I don't have any of my abilities.
You're not alone. I'm assuming I'm under the same effect.
We'll figure that out as we go along.
I'm guessing, this is just my guess, is that there's something aboard the ship that's nullifying the powers. What exactly, I don't know. And the, let's just say the local populace really doesn't seem to care one way or the other. I'm not sure if they just don't have abilities that are being nullified, or if they just are content to be like Jax, who would love nothing more than to be an Omega Drone.
You want to be an Omega Drone?
Well, it would be an honor to be an Omega Drone in Lord Omega's army.
Ah, crap.
What did I tell you?
I pull Jax over like Jax. We all have dreams of grandeur.
Paraplegics.
Did you
write? Well,
yes.
I'm fine.
You can still walk around. You just can't use any of your power. Remember, the surgery was a success.
He wrote
theoretically.
Something.
Oh, you're already right.
Give me 40 hours, I can invent something.
40 hours?
To like, fix, like, our...
How far are we from the planet?
Who are you?
No one really knows.
Jax.
No one knows.
Okay.
Able to find.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Kind of
the
field.
All right.
The
your 40-hour search.
I would guess. I don't know. We could be there. We could be there any minute. It could take another week. I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how they get us off. They sort of transported us on. Presumably, they would just transport us off, or they'd dump us off. I don't know.
Can we? Well, okay. Then we have a choice. We can try to find whatever is doing the
nullifying. Hide behind you.
Find whatever is nullifying it. We can have Mechanex. You can try to build something, or we can try to turn the ship around.
Or all three.
I don't know. Well,
can you do...
No, leave him.
Get me to engineering.
Okay, we'll get you to engineering. Take us to engineering.
Okay.
I'm not going to hurt you.
You said you'd punch me.
Just when you do the whole worshipping evil thing.
Lord Omega is not evil. Lord Omega is a kind deity.
On this ship, I find that most of them do this.
All right. We're Earthlings.
I understand your animosity towards the great Lord Omega.
Why?
Well, he's had it in for your planet for quite some time.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something different.
Mm-hmm. Ever since that, what was his name?
Praetorian?
Yeah, yes. I think that's it. Is that a Praetorian?
Praetorian.
Whatever. It's the vile Praetorian.
Did you say vile?
Yes.
Let it go.
Praetorian was one of the greatest superheroes that ever lived. Don't besmirch his name.
I hold up the sign once again. We're Earthlings.
True.
Sorry. Lower it back.
Misunderstood
down.
Praetorian.
I'm having trouble letting it go. Sorry.
Bless me. Thank you. Help stop, Lord Omega's benevolent takeover of Earth.
We're Earthlings.
Oh.
How would you like it?
Violent takeover of Earth.
How would you like it? And we could turn the ship around, and you can come back with us and be a poet in a peaceful setting.
If that is Lord Omega's will.
How about your will?
My will is irrelevant.
What do you want to do?
No.
What do you want to do?
Brainwashing.
My will is irrelevant. The only will that matters is the will of the great Lord Omega.
I have adopted this one. He was
several of the aliens around you sort of bow their head in reverence.
Oh, God, I'm gonna
look at it this way. Lord Omega probably doesn't care what you think.
No, Lord Omega cares what we all think. He is our great God.
Right.
I think Fort Omega's a little busy.
Once we're done, we'll build an anti-mind washer. Yeah, we need to go to engineering now. Moving to engineering. Moving on.
Let's go to engineering.
Slosh.
Max, we'll handle your mind washing later.
Alright. You guys head off, or get ready to head off, I should say, to engineering. And that's where I'm going to end it for tonight.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
You're all out of the Matrix.
Looking for more great podcasts like this one? Check out rpgpodcasts.com.